Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Come to pass, and now is the time, and this is the day, and by my spirit, I'm taken the way. And by my spirit, you'll begin to rejoice and you'll begin to say, lifting your voice and declaring this new day. For I'll cause you to go forth into a new way. You'll leave this place in a new way, a new strength and a new direction. For I'll restore years and I'll restore health and I'll restore joy. For this is a day of great restoration, and I'll restore the gifts of the Spirit, and they shall increase and they shall multiply. For times of refreshing shall come from my presence, saith the Lord, and it shall fall like rain. So now I hear the sound of an abundance of rain, that it shall rain, it shall rain, and I will pour out my Spirit, saith the Lord. So receive it and declare it and say, it's not so far away, but it's here right now, today. Ha, ha, ha. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Give the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Jehoshua. Praise you, praise you, praise you, mighty Lord, mighty God, mighty, mighty Jesus, mighty Yeshua, mighty, mighty Jehoshua. Thank you, mighty Lord, mighty, mighty God. Hallelujah. We serve such a wonderful, wonderful God. Hallelujah. And we are grateful for his love and mercy that endure forever. I apologize. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Jehoshua. I hope everyone can hear me fine tonight. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord, without any feedback. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Yeshua. Praise you, Jehoshua. Amen. Well, shalom, shalom, my brother, my sister. Welcome to the Lord Tower. This is your host, brother in Christ, or the LV Zapata. Hallelujah. By the grace of God, hallelujah, who allows us to share his gospel, his word, his revelation. Amen. They are his, not ours. Amen. Hallelujah. It's been his work from the beginning. He is the creator. We are just the creation. Amen. So it's by his grace and by his mercy that God, hallelujah, has given the opportunity to be in part of this mighty, mighty work he's doing in the last days. Thank you, Lord. And we thank him for his love. We thank him for his mercy. My brother, my sister, how can we not thank our Father in heaven? Hallelujah. Hallowed be his name. Hallelujah. His kingdom come. His will be done on earth in our lives as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. His great example has been the example that has helped us serve God, my brother and sister, in the last days. Just by following his example from Genesis to Revelation, it gives us a great understanding of his great love and his great mercy. How can anyone complain before him when he has shown his love and mercy since creation? Hallelujah. When the generations of Noah decided to become wicked and do evil, hallelujah, God still gave them, through Noah, the opportunity to repent, the opportunity to turn to him, hallelujah, and the opportunity to be saved. But they rejected it, my brother and sister. They rejected the opportunity. God gives us opportunity. And when he does, we need to take it by the horn and grab onto it, my brother and sister, and don't let them go. Because some opportunity passes, and you don't see them anymore. So shalom, Brother Ryan, Brother Reverend, Sister Rivero, Brother Joseph, hallelujah. Arlay, shalom. Jesus, hallelujah, my rock. James, shalom. David, shalom. Shalom to each of my brothers and the cell phone also. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Like those in the chat room, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If you came for oil, I believe God's going to fill your lamp with oil tonight. If you open your heart, you are going to receive fresh oil from Jesus. I ask him to please pour oil on us tonight, and I believe he's going to. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus given me a revelation of Father. So powerful and so awesome, my brother and sister. And I could not stop for meditating on what he showed me. Thank you, Lord, which is going to make us very happy when we go to heaven in the rapture, the pasture of the bride of Christ that is about to happen, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. The church of Christ is about to go home, says to me my Father in the Lord a few days ago, my brother and sister. The church is about to go home. Of course, we don't know the day and hour, my brother and sister. But as not only I have seen, but many others, that there is no time left, my brother and sister. And I believe this should be exciting to people. This should be exciting. I just had a sister earlier message me a revelation about the great tribulation about to begin. And she gave me details of demon ship coming on the earth very soon and coming over the air of this earth, Shalom Sister Luna, and invading the space that everyone knows, the sky, my brother and sister. Large, large ship, and says that when they came out of the ship, as everyone was looking, aliens, like extraterrestrial beings, started coming out of the ship, my brother and sister. And my brother and sister, even if they say they come in peace like E.T., my brother and sister, hallelujah, they are humanity's worst enemy. Because first they come to deceive humanity. They come to being humanity friends. Because humanity, when the Lord takes his Holy Spirit, his church out of the earth, humanity will be open greatly to being deceived. Because we have in our life now a counselor, the Holy Spirit, my brother and sister. And the work of the Holy Spirit is so important, my brother and sister. So many take for granted the work of the Holy Spirit. And they should not, my brother and sister. When Jesus talked about the Holy Spirit, my brother and sister, hallelujah, he talked about him with great love and great respect. And he talked about the Holy Spirit, the importance of having the Holy Spirit, my brother and sister. And thank you, Jesus, because this work of God is the work of the Spirit. Cannot be ignored, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. It's not so much as the flesh. Are many believes that it to be. This is the work of the Spirit. This is the work of the Holy Spirit in our life, through our lives, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit. So we got to thank God for the Holy Spirit. Jesus said in John 14:16, praise the Lord, I will pray the Father that he shall send you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because they see him not, neither know him enough, but you know him, for he dwell with you, and shall abide in you. Until this day, since we've been born, the Holy Spirit been involved in our lives, my brother and sister. Especially when we receive Jesus in our lives. The Holy Spirit has been in our life to help us, to comfort us, to lead us, to guide us to all truth, Jesus said, my brother and sister. But when the great tribulation begins, that is about to begin, when we say the wrath of the departure is about to happen, hallelujah, people that have seen, brothers and sisters that have seen, hallelujah, prophets, pastors, and leaders a man and servant of God that has seen the great tribulation that is about to begin lately, they will tell you it is closer, closer ever. A few years ago, when Jesus showed me how close the great tribulation is, the first word of my mouth was, Lord, how can the great tribulation be so close and your people are not ready? Jesus spoke back to me. I have spoken, and let me tell you, I said this, my brother and sister, because I saw how close it is in time. In time, I could discern the time, the season, how close it is. And I'm going to share tonight a few signs of the great tribulation that I saw, my brother and sister, that are happening today already. Signs of the great tribulation that are happening in America and the world today, I saw 12 years ago, my brother and sister. These signs are for the great tribulations, these events, main events. These are main events that are going to happen in the great tribulations. Right now, they are signs of these great events happening among us, among our world, my brother and sister, among our life. And it's already affecting people, the way they live and the way they go about their lives, my brother and sister. And more that are going to unfold in the days to come. We don't want to be here too long. Because things that are going to unfold fully in the great tribulations are beginning to be in sign down here now, before it begins. And I'm going to tell you tonight, you probably haven't heard of some of them. You probably have seen some of them. You have heard of some of them. Some you have not. My brother and sister, I'm going to talk about these things tonight. Praise you, Lord. I feel being led to speak about these things that I had some of them hold back to myself, kept to myself, my brother and sister, because I believe 12 years ago, if I reveal them, some people will not be able to eat, some people will not be able to drink, sleep, or go about their life normal, my brother and sister. But there are signs of them, hallelujah, happening already around our world, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. And it's all in God's timing. It's not that we choose when. It's when God lead us to, because we are being led. It's not our will, not my will, but thy will be done. Remember that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. I have people contacted me and said, Brother Elby, tell me the things that you have not told the people. Hallelujah. That you wish to share with someone, because I believe they are burning inside of you. A man that got contacted me and told me and said this to me. I know there are things burning inside of you that you need to speak it with someone. You need to trust someone and say these things to them that God has shown you that you have not been able to speak about in your program. He says to me, praise you, Lord. But we cannot trust anyone but Jesus. And anyone that we want to share things about, we need to ask the Lord. This is serious. This is important. Because this is life and death. Our life, my brothers and sisters, down here is being tested every day. Every single day until the very second Father says that we are taken out of this earth, Brother Larry. Every day we're being tested. Hallelujah. So our trust in the Lord has to be with all of our heart, all of our mind, all of our strength, all of our understanding, and love, and the love of God. That is the first commandment. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy understanding and all thy strength. Very important. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So when the church goes, the Holy Spirit goes, my brother and sister. And this was said, such a great confusion. I didn't understand this matter of the Holy Spirit. Like, we don't understand many things, my brother and sister. But God is merciful with us. He knows we're like little children. We don't know much. Even though people go about making believe that they know so much, we know so little. So little. The Lord said, yes. So little we know, my brother and sister. So little. God have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. Because when we think we know nothing. Praise to Jesus. Praise to Yeshua. Praise to Jehoshua. It's by his grace. It's by his mercy. When the Holy Spirit goes, the church goes, the Holy Spirit goes, there will be great confusion coming upon humanity. And the Lord explained to me the work of the Holy Spirit on this earth that is fully ignored by the people. If we understand the work of the Holy Spirit, every day we'll be thanking God for the Holy Spirit. We will repent to the Lord for offending the Holy Spirit. Because we offend the Holy Spirit so much. But how many times do you say, Lord, I'm sorry for offending your Holy Spirit? How many times a day? How many times a week? How many times you take to say I'm sorry to Jesus for offending the Holy Spirit of God? How many times you spend saying I'm sorry to Father for offending Father? Or say I'm sorry to Jesus for offending Jesus? God's given us his Spirit. You don't pray to the Spirit. You pray to God through Jesus Christ. My brother and sister, we need to. It's important. It's important. Write it down on your journal. Write it down on a notebook. My brother and sister, because some of these words are life and death. My brother and sister, we need to. This is important. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Remember when the Lord showed me IBM, when the Holy Spirit is taking, I saw the engineer and scientist in IBM scratching their head for idea. And to just understand what they have made so far that they couldn't figure out how to make it work. My brother and sister, they couldn't figure out anything, and they dropped everything they had and they started walking away. Like, what are we going to do now? The Holy Spirit help us to stay together in our own mind, to be able to come out with ideas and understand and make things happen in our world today. When he is taken out of the way, nothing new will be created. They will have to use everything they have old. But nothing new is created anymore. You see why everything new is being created in heaven all the time? Because it's full of the Holy Spirit. Heaven is. This earth has the Holy Spirit to a degree where he helps us every day with everything. But now no one is thanking God for the Holy Spirit. No one is repenting for offending the Holy Spirit, my brother and sister. They were scratching their head after the rapture. What do we do now? How do we come out with new ideas? How do we put this together? They couldn't. They couldn't draw on paperwork. This man that can draw a CPU, hallelujah, a computer chip, could not do it anymore without the Holy Spirit help. Our world today, all these new ideas and new development have been with the help of the Holy Spirit. My brother and sister, when he is taken out of the way, no more new idea. Everybody is scratching their head, my brother and sister. That's why the devil and his demon and the fallen Nephilim cannot give you anything new. They will have to give you everything old that they know, everything that will corrupt your body, everything that will corrupt your flesh, that will set you apart from God, because they cannot have no new ideas. They cannot come up with new ideas. What they had is all evil, wicked ideas that they had for long, long time ago. Because it's been too long since they've been separated from God, my brother and sister. They lost all the wisdom. They lost all the understanding. They had nothing new. That's why the devil doesn't try nothing new with men. Because he doesn't, how can he come out with something new when the Holy Spirit is not in his life anymore? He can. He go back to his old ideas, his old plan with humanity. How do he correct the generations of Noah and Lot? That's what he's using in the end of time. And Jesus prophesied to us in Matthew 24 and in Luke 17, just like it was in the days of Noah, just as it was in the days of Lot, so it will be in the coming of the Son of Man. That means the devil is not going to get a new idea. He's not going to get a new plan because he doesn't have God in his life. He hasn't had the Holy Spirit in his life. He has to use the old ways, the wicked old ways of his. My brother and sister, but humanity falls into it and the lies and deceive of him. Hallelujah. Pray to the Lord and seek the Lord. Only listen to the Lord. Only follow the leadership of the Lord. Hallelujah. You and I got the blessing of having the Holy Spirit in our life. Hallelujah. Let's take care of that, because it's been given to us according to the Apostle Paul to the Gentile and the churches unto the day of salvation. That means that if you go home, you go home with it. But if you stay down here, you won't have it anymore. And that's why people in the Great Tribulation are so frustrated, are so confused, my brothers and sisters. And I tell them to repent. And they're like, it's like they forget. Without the Holy Spirit, they forget to repent. They forget to seek God. They forget to remember the word. It's like the word doesn't come to mind to them. Shalom, Brother Miguel. Life is so difficult for them. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Yeshua. Praise to God. Thank you, Lord. They forget without the Holy Spirit, because he's in our life to help us. My brother and sister, praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. I will not leave you comforter. I will come to you. The person of the Holy Spirit is Jesus. Because after he said he will pray to the Father to send the Holy Spirit, he said, I will not leave you, comforter. I will come to you. Right there, he said, I am the Holy Spirit. And I'm coming into your life through the person of the Holy Spirit. He's saying to us, I will come to you. Praise you, Lord. Yes, you, Jesus. Come back, Lord. Hallelujah. We need him so much. Without him, there is nothing we can do. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. This is another thing that people forget, verse 20. And at that day, you should know that I am in the Father, knowing that when the Lord comes into your life, the knowing, the understanding is opening your life. I don't know how can people walk around without Jesus, my brother and sister. The full knowledge of God, the full relationship of God you can have when you have Jesus into your life. That's why confessing Jesus as your Lord and Savior in the last day is a must. If you have not confessed the Lord publicly as your Lord and Savior, you need to do it. And you can do it right now and say, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, I believe you died for me on the cross. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Come into my heart. Lord, cleanse me with your blood and live in me forever through the person of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Lord, I want to serve you only. Say that prayer. Praise you, Lord, and you will walk with the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Jehoshua. Praise the Lord. We need him. We need him. We need him. We need him. Hallelujah. Verse 26. The Comforter. Hallelujah. Who is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he should teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. There you go. There you go. And whatsoever I said unto you, I have this problem about forgetting stuff. I need the Lord to remember me. And I said, Lord, please help me to remember, Lord. Hallelujah. Sometimes I'm like, I know I'm supposed to remember something. And then the Lord helps me to remember. Hallelujah. And when he helps me to remember, I remember clearly what I'm supposed to remember. Hallelujah. Because there are things that God wants you to remember. And one of the things is his word, his promise. Haven't you gone to trial and testing? And you forget it during the trial and testing that it's so hard, it's so difficult sometimes. Hallelujah. You forget God's promise. God wants to remind you of his promise. Because when you forget God's promise, you lose focus. God don't want you to lose focus. He always wants you to keep your eyes on him. That's what his word says, my brother and sister. But if you don't have the help of the Holy Spirit in your life, you're going to lose focus, my brother and sister. The more you have of the Spirit, the easier your walk will be with God, my brother and sister. The easier is for you to walk with God. People that have less of the Spirit have more struggle in their life to live this Christian life, because we are being called to walk with him, my brother and sister. He says to Peter when he came to him, Peter, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Follow me. And you see the disciple following Jesus. That same example right now in the Spirit is that you and I are given. We don't see the Holy Spirit. He's in our life. We don't see Jesus. He's in our life. But right when we're walking the narrow way, he is walking with us, my brother and sister. The Lord showed me this the other day. Hallelujah. I was like, Lord, I'm not sure if you understand what I'm going through. I said to the Lord, my brother and sister, and the Lord heard me. Hallelujah. And I'm not sure if he was so pleased that I prayed this way. But I pray. I said, Lord, I'm not sure if you understand what I'm going through. I said to the Lord, hallelujah. When I finished my prayer, hallelujah, he immediately took me and showed me. Hallelujah. He reminded me and says to me, I am closer to you than what you think I am. You may not, hallelujah, feel me sometime or see me there, but I'm there. And he showed me being there in the Spirit always. I'm always there, he says. And of course I can feel your struggle. I can feel your pain and your hurting. I can feel it like you can feel it because I'm in your life, he says. I was like, whoa, Lord. And he is with every single believer the same. No one to him is less. Hallelujah. Everyone is the same. He feels your pain. He feels your struggle. But one thing the Lord didn't like about the children of Israel, that when they were going through the struggle that you and I are going through, maybe in a different way a little bit, because it was a different time, they murmur and they complain. And what he says in the book of Hebrew, what does the Holy Spirit say about them that murmur and complain? He swear they will not enter into his rest. Why? Because it was offending. When we murmur, we offend him. When we complain, we need to be careful. We offend him in our lives. My brother and sister, we say, I want to go to heaven. I want to go on the rapture. I want to be with the Lord. Be careful you don't offend him. Be very careful what you say, even what you think. I had the Lord rebuke me years ago. Don't let those thoughts come into your mind. Don't think those thoughts, he would say to me. Like, Lord, no, he says, no. Hallelujah. Any unholy thoughts, any unholy meditation, we're not supposed to have, my brother and sister. And if we do, we need to repent quickly. Don't allow the devil to get hold of your mind or of your life, because you can't open the door to the devil. You can't open the door to demon, my brother and sister. Then you complain to God, why is this happening to me? Hallelujah, because you're allowing it. Hallelujah. You can rebuke them. You can take them captive in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Rebuke those thoughts. And the more you practice to rebuke them, the less the devil will throw them against you. My brother and sister, hallelujah. Don't allow the devil to captivate your mind or your heart or your emotion. The devil likes to captivate our emotion. The devil likes to throw fear in us, thought of fear. Rebuke them. Any of these things, if they're coming into your life, rebuke them right away. Don't give them a room. And the Hebrew says, hallelujah. Don't give them a space. Don't rent them a space. And the Hebrew translation says, my brother, in the Greek, I'm sorry. Don't rent them a space. Don't give them any space into your life. Rebuke them. Because in the moment you allow sin into your life, any evil thought, any wicked thought, any sinful thought or image into your mind, when you give them time, you give them space also. You give them both. You give them time and you give them space. And the Greek says, don't rent them a space. Don't rent the thoughts, sinful thoughts into your mind, any space. Rebuke them. Keep the space in your mind holy for the Lord. Hallelujah. Have the mind of Christ. That's the mind Jesus has. Only for God. Only for the Father. Only for the holy things. Meditate on these things, Paul says. And whatever is righteous, whatever is pure, meditate on these things, he says. Keep the unrighteous. Keep the unholy from your life. My brother and sister, and we're all in the same boat with the Lord, being tempted and being tested. Remember that. We're all in the same boat with Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Yeshua. Hallelujah. Very important we understand, hallelujah. Whatsoever I have said unto you, the Holy Spirit will remember you, will help you remember the word of Jesus, because that will keep your relationship with the Lord. Close with the Lord. Especially if you are repenting daily. Hallelujah. We should. Those that are going home in the rapture, we should be repenting daily, my brothers and sisters. Very important. It is a must in the last days. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I want to show you in the Bible, and I'll continue to share. I'll go back and forward. I want to show you in the Bible that we, the Gentile, the part of the Gentile, because you got the Jewish and you got the Gentile, however been in the mind of God, my brother and sister, that while some people say, well, I'm Jewish and you're not, hallelujah, Jesus is only for the Jewish, hallelujah, God has always had us in his mind. In Revelation 11, my brother and sister, John says that it was given me a reed like unto a rod, and an angel stood saying, rise and measure the temple of God and the altar, and then the worship therein. But the cord, which is the outside of the temple, leave it out, God says. Praise the Lord. I want you to see that in the ruling of our Lord and the plan of our Father in heaven, we have always been in his heart and mind, my brother and sisters. He said, leave it out. For what purpose? For what reason? And measure it not. Hallelujah. For it is given unto the Gentile. The numbers of the Gentile that are coming in, there's no specific number we ain't given. There are billions of people on the earth today. And God said to this, hallelujah, to his servant, leave the outer core of the temple available for the Gentile. In other words, whoever wants to come in and be in safe and be in part of the kingdom of God, God leaves a tremendous space, real estate available for him, my brother and sister, in his plan. Thank you, Jesus. Leave it out, measure it not, for it is given unto the Gentile. And the holy city that shall they treat under the food for 42 months, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. As the Gentile, there are two parts of the Gentile. Hallelujah. There is a part that God allows them to come in, repent, and receive the Lord Jesus as the Lord and Savior and serve God. There is another part of the Gentile that have great army, wicked and evil generations that will rise in the last days to go against God's people, Israel, Jerusalem, and God's temple that they're going to build, the Bible says, in 42 months, my brothers and sisters. I will give power unto my two witnesses. They shall prophesy 1,200 and 80 a day, clothed in sackcloth. That is 3.5 years, my brother and sister. This has been a debate for years. Is this the first 3.5 years of the great tribulation, or is it the last 3.5 years, my brother and sister? Thank you, Lord. Because this is Jacob's trouble. We got to see it, hallelujah, as it's been written, even back in Genesis. Because Jacob lost Rachel, hallelujah, but he got Leah, my brother and sister, hallelujah. One was supposed to be the one, hallelujah, that he was supposed to have, but he got deceived and ended up having her as a second wife, my brother and sister. Praise the Lord. But in the garden, when Jesus was asked about marriage, Mary was only supposed to be between a man and a woman. Not a second wife, but one woman for one single man, my brother and sister. So he was supposed to be only married to Rachel, not Leah. Again, only Rachel. That means that the second wife signified the second opportunity given unto humanity, my brother and sister. Thank you, Lord. This is Jacob's trouble. Remember, Jacob's trouble is the great tribulation. He's supposed to have Rachel, but he got Leah. Rachel, in the second time, that means that in the second 3.5 years is when really things that will be put together. The first 3.5 years, hallelujah, is trouble. Leah, trouble. It began with trouble. This is the headache of Jacob. It's really, because remember, he was in love with Rachel. He was not in love with Leah. He was in love with Jacob, with Rachel. So now, hallelujah, the first marriage, he is complaining. He is angry at his father-in-law. You deceive me. You deceive me. And we know that even with the animal that he was taking care, he kept Laban kept deceiving him. Laban is a type of the devil, deceiving Jacob, my brothers and sisters. Time and time again, the Lord Jesus has to step in, the angel of the Lord, to help Jacob, because Laban kept deceiving him. Praise you, Lord. That's what's going to happen in the beginning. Hallelujah, the great tribulation. When the Nephthalians are released from their pet, the sons and daughters, they're coming to deceive humanity. When Jesus was asked of the signs of the end time in Matthew 24, the first word was, be ye not deceived. The first part of the great tribulation is, be ye not deceived. It's the deceive, my brother and sister. And the Lord confirmed it to me a few weeks ago when he showed me these angels, Nephthalian again, when they got loosing upon the earth, I saw these beautiful angels, men and women, coming to lust with humanity in ways you cannot even imagine. And humanity was falling like taking candy from a baby. It was terrible, terrible what was happening. I never seen so much lust on the earth, my brother and sister. They were being deceived, my brother and sister. What I understood there was this. Matthew 24, if those days will not be shortened, even the elect will may be deceived, my brother and sister. I saw people falling in lust with these demons that was supposed to be believer, that was supposed to go through the great tribulation and be beheaded. They were falling easily with these demons. These beautiful women and beautiful men that were released from the pit, my brother and sister, were beautiful shape, perfect face, perfect skin. They all look no more than 20, 25, beautiful, like humanity never seen beauty, my brother and sister. With beautiful garment, beautiful everything, golden, bracelet, everything. Gold that humanity had not seen since the beginning. And the men and women were melting for them. And the Lord wanted me to see someone who was a Christian, who had the knowledge that should have gone home, but did not go home and stay in the great tribulation, falling with one of them. This person out there fell. And what's with this person? I cannot even describe the word, because there might be children listening. After it's been with this demon, and in bed and bed like a husband and wife, but they're not married, it's lust, lust, lust. I saw this person crying in pain. It was a great tear and pain. Like when Peter denied Jesus, my brother and sister, he cried with so much pain in his heart for what he did. I saw the same crying, deeply crying of this person, this Christian, to wait for the Lord. My brother and sister, that this demon had deceived. Because here's the thing. As long as you can remain without falling in love and anything in the great tribulation, it may be easier for you to be beheaded. Because the key is, will you be brave to be beheaded? I was telling someone, a brother yesterday, that the Muslims, for their God, they're willing to die, and they die. They don't have the Holy Spirit in them. And they're willing to die, and they're killed for their beliefs and their false belief. My brother says, I believe humanity without the Holy Spirit can do the same. But it's going to take so much of them to get to that level and that decision for being beheaded. Because I see most all the multitude running for their lives, hiding, running, trying to escape the sword. Because some of these angels come with a great sword, 12 feet, 18 feet sword. Just think about it, not inches, feet. 2-3 times taller than me, sword. To behead anyone, to cut anyone to pieces. And humanity is running. I saw colleges. You see how colleges right now, like, and the Lord took me in the spirit to Boston, Massachusetts. You got Harvard School there. I used to go around there all the time, Harvard School and many other colleges there, my brother, best in the country. And the Lord wanted to show me what is going to happen with them that are being deceived. God will not be mocked. Whatever man sows, he is going to reap that. If he soweth for the flesh evil, evil he is going to reap. God will not be mocked. And the great tribulation began. And the Nestalian with the soil were released. And the student of those colleges, my brother and sister, they began to run out of the college. And when they saw those 30-foot demons with the sword on their hand chasing them, they were screaming and running in the street of Boston, Massachusetts, my brother and sister. It was something horror to see. Worse than any Hollywood movie you ever seen in your life. It was terrible. People were screaming and running for their lives. Young men, young ladies that are in these colleges and university, my brother and sister, running for their lives, scared, with tremendous fear, looking back to the demon. I saw young men grabbing the young ladies by the hand, trying to have them run. Because some people, when they have great fear in their lives, their leg gets frozen or their leg get weak. And I saw one other person pulling their other friends. Come on, come on, come on. They're catching up to us. Run, run, run. My brother and sister. And the Lord had me standing there. And I saw what the demon will cut people to pieces right there. My brother and sister. And the demon will not behead them because the people will not be willing to be beheaded. If they will get on their knees right there and ask the demon to behead them, the demon will behead them with no problem. But people are on the tremendous running for their life, and I saw the demon cutting the leg, cutting half of their body, two half of their body in the floor, moving, still alive. That will elude them, the Bible says. They cannot die. They're bleeding to death. They're in great pain. They're still alive. You can talk to the better half there, my brother and sister, in the floor. And the person can tell you, it hurt. Oh, this hurts. This really hurts. Help me. What can you do for them? Imagine putting the body together, especially with all that dust and chemical, whatever that is in between the two bodies, will not heal normally. Think about it, my brother and sister. But that's the great tribulation. This is the evil that God said it will come. This is the wrath of God that said it will come. The day of vengeance of the Lord that God said it will come through his prophet, my brother and sister. This is right now. God is getting people ready to be going home. Right now they need to hear his voice. If you hear his voice, the word of God says, you have to listen to him. You have to listen to him right now before it's too late, my brother and sister. Because whosoever stay behind, it's going to be so difficult, so painful, so hard to see God, so hard to repent, so hard to get on your knees and be beheaded. Because people don't have the bravery anymore. It's only fear on their life. That's why they're running. My brother and sister, they cannot get on their knees to being killed. And this is happening all over the earth. This is not just the United States. This is all over the earth. Colombia, Venezuela, Cuba, Mexico, Australia, China, Japan, no matter what, Russia, no matter what you name, no matter what country you name, they're there making people's life miserable. It's the vengeance of the Lord. God is punishing sin. God is cleansing the earth. The great cleansing is a great tribulation, my brother and sister, but also the great mercy of God, because they cannot kill them. Still with half of the body there, that person can repent and confess Jesus as the Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. But how can they know the Lord when they are receiving in these colleges false teaching, evolution garbage, evolution from the pit of hell? My brother and sister, this is the worst of all. Evolution is what they're receiving in those colleges. Hallelujah, from these false teachers. That's why I was so happy when the Lord saved one of the Boston, Massachusetts teacher. Hallelujah. He went on YouTube putting a program together for his student. And the Lord had one of my messages come to him in his computer. And he was watching there. He could not come out of my YouTube page. And the Lord having listened to the message. And right there he began to confess the Lord and repent and contact me and tell me what happened, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. One of Boston College teacher that I've been teaching there, my brothers, I think over 20, 30 years, my brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. God saved him through one of the messages. God is about saving that they may have life and have it abundantly. My brothers and sisters, glory to the Lord. He wants to save people, no matter how lost they are. My brother and sister, they go on YouTube to put all that evolution video together for their student and teach them about evolution, that and atheists, that God doesn't exist, and the Lord having, hallelujah, be safe there. Because God wanted to save those students. Not so much for him. Yes, God saved him, but also much for the student that he was lying to, my brother and sister. God wants to save those teachers. That's why we need to pray for salvation. Salvation unto everyone. My brother and sister, that everyone may have the chance to be in safe. Hello, when the Lord says to me, my son, through your prayer, your overnight prayer, I am saving soul. When you pray for soul to be in safe, he showed me. I use your prayer and I go and I touch the heart and I have been confessing and receiving as the Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray, my son, he says. Hallelujah. Your prayer is so important, he says. And your prayer that are listening are so important also. You need to understand that this is why we need to pray daily for people to be in safe. My brother and sister, hallelujah. Because no matter what they're going through, God is saving them. I'm not able to be in those, in all those countries in person. But God, through my prayer, is going and saving them. Jesus is, my brother and sister, and sending those out there and holding people to listen to them being saved. I thank you, Lord. So, so important. My brother and sister, we are obedient to the Lord. We continue to seek the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. He is preparing those that are listening to this program, as he said, to bring them home in the rapture. And tonight, he is filling the lamp with oil. Hallelujah. Receive oil from Jesus. Lord, give them your oil. Fill the lamp with oil, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord, that when they go to sleep tonight, when they go tonight, Lord, in this week to come, they have oil in the lamp, and they keep waiting for you, Lord. They can keep waiting for you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, I pray for the oil, hallelujah, with my brothers and sisters, lamb, that they will be filled, that they will be ready to be going home with Jesus. In Jesus' name, he has oil available for us. He has plenty of oil. He showed me this, a fountain of oil, so much oil. He said, this oil is ready for my children. And those that will come and listen to your program, I will fill them with my oil. They will be filled with oil, he says. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. He's getting our life ready. Ready to be going home, my brother and sister. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Open your heart to the Lord. Let him fill your life with oil. Thank you, Lord. I can feel the oil in my body. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It's available. It's available to those that believe. Revelation 11:4, these are the two olive trees. That's where oil came from in the original testament. Olive tree, which is a form of the Holy Spirit, or a revelation of the Holy Spirit. And your two candlesticks standing before God of the earth. Hallelujah, before the God of the earth. If any man will hurt them, fire proceed out of their mouth and devour their enemy. If any man will hurt them, hallelujah, he must in this manner be killed. Praise you, Lord. Fire is going to, hallelujah, consume God's enemy. My brother and sister, it is said, it's been written, it's going to happen this way, my brother and sister. Verse 11, they have power, to, hallelujah, to shut heaven. Praise you, Lord. A lot of people don't understand when the heaven is shut. When the heaven is shut, nothing happens. It's like when people pray like a curtain of steel over the sky. And they're waiting for something to happen. Nothing happens. Hallelujah. That's why repenting is so important, my brother and sister. These two witnesses have the power to shut heaven, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. That is right now. Hallelujah. I love it because Brother Benjamin and I have been praying for rain. And we're getting plenty of rain. Hallelujah. More than that we pray for. When I move in this area, my neighbor says, and I looked it up online. It hardly never rains here, they said to me. And I said, oh, no, you know, I'm planning to plant tomatoes and many other vegetables. I need rain because now I'm going to have to water them myself. So I need rain. And I prefer the rain than any city water or anything. My brother contaminated water. So immediately I knew I had to pray for rain. And I began to ask God that at least once a week will rain. Hallelujah. And I remember the first 3 months that I moved, there was no rain. because I have begun to pray. And I didn't understand why for 3 months there was no rain. And I said to my neighbor, is this natural? Is this? I went online, I looked it up in this area, and they said it was very dry, hardly any rain. And I said, is it normal? This part of the city is normal? That, oh, yeah, it hardly never rained over here, they said to me. Hallelujah, that's going to change. I began to ask the Lord, hallelujah, God, for one, at least one good rain a week. And it began to happen, my brother and sister. Praise the Lord. And it happened once. I kept praying. It happened again the following week. And it happened again the following week. Hallelujah. And I went back to my neighbor. I said, are we getting rain? This is so strange. We've been getting rain now every week. Huh. Nothing strange when you pray. The prayer of the righteous avails much. My neighbor thought it's very strange that every week we've been getting rain. No, it's not strange. That is God. That is Almighty God who can make anything happen. Praise the Lord. Just as we asked. So Brother Benjamin said, I've been praying for rain too. But we've been getting more than one day a week of rain, my brother and sister. Praise the Lord. So he's been praying a lot also. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And if we don't get the rain in the day, we get it in the night, which was very, very strange for this area. But we've been getting it faithfully from God, my brother and sister. And I collect the rain, so I need it. It's very important. Thank you, Jesus. Shalom, Sister Renee. God's been sending out his rain faithfully. Hallelujah. But when Elijah, hallelujah, comes, one of the witness, he is going to shut the heaven. Remember when Elijah prayed, it had not rained, and he prayed. And sent his servant, hallelujah, what do you see? And his servant saw the cloud coming together. And Elijah kept praying. What do you see? Hallelujah. The cloud was getting ready, and heaven was getting ready for rain. As he continued to pray, and then it rained so much through the prayer of Elijah. The people were suffering before he prayed, my brother and sister. This is why we need to stay in tune with our brothers and sisters, even in Africa, around the world. Hallelujah. When someone around the world say, Brother Elvie, we are now receiving rain here in Africa. Hallelujah. Through email, I said, you're going to receive it. Watch. And it was several months they had not rain in Africa. And I said, watch. You're going to get rain. And I began to pray. Monday or Tuesday of the following week, rain started coming down. And he contacted me. Brother Elvie, we are getting so much rain. Thank you for praying. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The prayer of the righteous. My brother, it doesn't matter where, hallelujah, you email me, hallelujah. If you're not getting rain, or if you're getting too much rain, we can pray for that rain to stop, or we can pray for that rain to start. Praise you, Lord. The prayer of the righteous, I very much of glory to Jesus. You need to understand there's nothing too impossible for the Lord. He just wants us to pray, my brother and sister. Brother Benjamin and I were together yesterday. And we were talking about how sick we got. We were so sick these past weeks. But we pray. And God has given us tremendous healing, my brother and sister. Thank you, Lord. And I know sometimes I don't take care of myself like I should. But our glory to the Lord. He is faithful. He heals us. He is the God that healeth thee, the word of God says. He sent his word to the children of Israel and healed them all. Of course, in the wilderness, you're going to get sick. My brothers, the temperature in the wilderness, in the desert, it's always changing. Up, down, up, down. That will highly affect your body. So they were all getting sick. But the Bible said he sent his word and healed them all. Praise Jesus. Every time you pray for healing, this is the first thing you need to remember. What Jesus dead on the cross for you, Isaiah 53:5. By his stripe, by his wound, you are healed. Also, remember the power of his word. Say, Lord, you send your word over the children of Israel in the wilderness. They were all sick. And you healed them all. Heal me, Lord. And begin to proclaim his word and promise. This is the righteous prayer that God wants from each and one of us. His promise. What he said he's going to do. And what he already done for other people. My brother and sister. God is waiting for you to remind me of my promise. He said, remember me my promise. Remember the Lord has promised. Every time you pray according to the word of God, you are praying according to his will. And the Bible says that whatever we ask according to his will, it will be done. It will be given to us. Learn to pray according to the Bible, because then you're going to receive the answer to your prayer. A lot of people say, I pray and pray and nothing happens. Maybe because you're praying according to your own flesh, according to your own will, according to your own desire. I want this. I need this. I need that. No, that's what I want. I want a red car. No, I want a pink, purple. Say, Lord, provide me with a car, Lord. And God will give you the desire of your heart, the Bible says. Yes. Pray. Learn to pray first according to his will. Seek the kingdom of heaven first, and every other thing will be added unto you. The kingdom of heaven first, and your relationship with God first. Instead of worrying about having a great job, having a great car, having a great house, a great wife, a great husband, worry about your relationship with him first. Salvation is the most important thing that you and I can, hallelujah, occupy ourselves with God. A lot of people occupy themselves with so many things and not salvation, growing in the Lord, learning of Jesus, who is humble and meek of heart. Instead of learning of the Lord, how he served God, how he committed his life to the Lord every day, to Father every day, in obedience to him, and saying, Lord, I want to be like you when you were on the earth, how obedient you were to the Father. Help me to be holy. Help me to be righteous. Help me to be pure, Lord. Help me to keep your commandment, Lord, as I should, as you want me to, Lord. They occupy with millions of other things. No, my brother and sister, seek the kingdom of heaven first, and every other thing will be added unto you. See, Solomon did not pray for riches. Solomon prayed for wisdom. But with great wisdom comes great riches. Remember that. With wisdom comes riches, my brother and sister, because the wisdom will show you the way when he gives it to you. So God don't want you to go and get the wisdom. You pray for wisdom. He gives you wisdom. And with it, he also gives you riches. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You didn't see Solomon worrying about how much money he wanted to have. Solomon did not say, I want to be the richest man on the earth. He didn't say none of those things. Hallelujah. Solomon, hallelujah, his concern was, how can I lead this great people, being so young and having so little knowledge, my brothers and sisters? So he prayed that God will give him knowledge to lead his people, my brothers and sisters. And God saw his honest heart, his intention, because God looks at the intention of the heart. No one can deceive him. Hallelujah. And he prayed for wisdom from God. And when God began to pour out wisdom on Solomon, he says, I know you have asked for wisdom, but I'm also going to give you riches. Hallelujah. Because a lot of people pray for wisdom. And when they get the wisdom, they're thinking about how much money they can make. Oh, no, 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 no. No, no, no. This is where a lot of preachers have failed over the years. Listen careful to this. This is important. This is what a lot of preachers and believers have failed over the years, because they have prayed for wisdom. And when God has given them wisdom, they have seen a million ways on how to make money and how to make millions, because they got the wisdom. They can see the million ways to make money. But that's not why God's giving you wisdom. No, no, no. Go back to Solomon prayer and see why did he pray for wisdom. It was to lead God's people in righteousness, in justice, in being faithful to God, and committed their life to God, my brother and sister. It was about God. It was about God. Hallelujah. He wanted people to be a godly people. Hallelujah. My brother and sister. And God, when he saw Solomon being so wise, helping the people every day, so faithful, he gave them riches. My brother and sister, things that he did not look for, God gave him abundance, because now he was walking in wisdom. Praise the Lord. It's not wisdom for you to say, oh, I can make so much money in the stock market. Oh, I know how to play the lotto now. and win $700 million easily. I got the wisdom. I know how. I can see the numbers. Oh, no, no. That's not wisdom. That's not what God wants you to use the wisdom for. No, no. Get that out of your heart and mind. It's wisdom to serve him. It's wisdom to seek him. It's wisdom to be in close with him and listening to him and keeping his commandment and being righteous and holy for the Lord, my brother and sister. That's the wisdom of God. That's what God wants you to occupy, the wisdom he will give you. Praise you, Lord. Notice that God doesn't make you do anything. There are great men and women that have prayed for wisdom. They have fasted and prayed for wisdom. And God has given them wisdom. And now they're so involved with the wisdom God has given them and making millions and billions on the earth that they don't have time to commit their life to the Lord like they used to being holy and righteous. They don't have time to be ready for the rapture. Now they're going to have to stay in the great tribulation. And all the money they accumulated over the years, all the billions, the Antichrist is going to take it away from them. Why do you think the Antichrist put the system together? Why do you think God is allowing the Antichrist to put the system of this world together where everything soon, hallelujah, turning the society into a cashless society? He's removing money, currency, paper dollar, coin from society, my brother and sister. Everything is going to be aligned. Hallelujah. There will only be one system that will be run with the RFID in people's right hand. It's all being led to the mark of the beast right now, my brother and sister. The Bicene is, hallelujah, the mark of the beast. The RFID is the mark of the beast. There's so many things at the mark of the beast that are being put together onto one single ship that will be injected in the right hand or on the forehead. That system already started in 2013, and in 2022, going to 2023, is alive. And every federal building around the world is injecting this, even in Central America. I've been preaching this message for many years, and this group of people from Central America, Ecuador, and Spanish was listening to me. When they started listening to me years ago, they were like, I don't think that what Brother Elvie is teaching about the RFID, the mark of the beast, we're going to see this. You know, because many churches have preached that the church is not going to see this stuff. This is for the great tribulation. We're not going to see this stuff. But I've been preaching the contrary. I said we're going to see a lot of this stuff. And they, you know, a lot of people, nah, he's a false teacher. Don't listen to him. But a few people kept listening. My brother and sister. And one day, one of the brother was in Quito, Ecuador, in the city. And he was speaking to this businessman in Ecuador. He's one of the radio in Ecuador, a billionaire, my brother and sister. And the man showed him in his right hand that ship from the United States had come to Ecuador, and that they already are injecting this RFID in the right hand. And the man got so scared, he contacted me to tell me what happened. He said, Brother Elvie, I didn't think this was in our country. Ecuador is a third world country. We're so far behind this technology. How did this get into our country? Brother Elvie, I understand this is in the United States, European country, Canada. Those countries are always into all that technology. But us, Brother Elvie, you know, we're humble people. We're simple people. You know, not most of us have any money, but Brother Elvie, when I saw this, and then his friends also had the RFID in the right hand, Brother Elvie. This was stunning to him, Brother Elvie. And you've been preaching this, and they saw it with their own eyes. It's already here, Brother Elvie. Hallelujah. It's already here. We've been listening to you. And now we can see this stuff happening in our own country, my brother and sister. And people all over the world are seeing these things happening, and they're shocked because they didn't think that their third world country, who barely have, they still have the old television, a lot of them. They still have the black and white television, some of these countries. And they already got the RFID, a lot of their leader, in the right hand. How is this possible? They still got the old phones. Some of these countries don't even have the internet yet all over the land. And the leaders already have the RFID in the right hand. How is this possible, Brother Elvie? Hallelujah. Because when I told them that Obama was the Antichrist, a lot of people did not believe. And that he was bringing this technology. And yes, he will begin with the United States, but the rest of the world was going to get this technology. And to their surprise, my brother and sister, it's been this way. Since 2013, the RFID has been spread all over the earth. I have people contact me from Germany, France, and different countries about this. And said, Brother Elvie, it's here. It's in our country. It's in our leaders. Our company is already putting this under employees, Brother Elvie. How do we first listen to you and the Lord's hours about this, Brother Elvie? It's already happening, Brother Elvie. And this is the emails that I get from people. How all these things I've been talking about for years that were coming are already here, my brother and sister. What else did I mention in the beginning of the program I will say to you that I will share with you tonight? I told you that there will be heat coming on the earth, but different than what we knew in the past. My brother and sister, heat wave were coming on the earth. Hallelujah. Lightning also are coming on the earth with will direct kill people. You can look it up on YouTube how it's been happening lately. Just in North Carolina last week, someone riding their bike got hit with a lightning. My brother knocked out of the bike with the lightning. My brother, it was on the news, local news, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. This is going to be so much that in the Great Tribulation, people are hiding in their homes because this is happening daily everywhere. This is a sign from the Great Tribulation happening now more than ever. There's been already over 20 people this year or more that's been hit by lightning. At one time, 9 people this year altogether have been taken to the hospital because they've been hit by lightning in parts, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. I told you this was coming. Now, as it started this year in a great number like the many years before, next year it will increase and multiply the most. So will the heat wave increase and multiply. Because these things are for the great tribulations. But these are signs before the great tribulations. I saw heat in the great tribulation like you cannot even imagine. I told you about this for years, but I will remind you tonight. I saw the main rivers and lake in the United States dry, completely dry, my brother and sister. The Mississippi River is going to come to be so small that people are going to be shocked in the United States. The Hudson River in New York City and New Jersey, between New York City and New Jersey, it's going to come dry. Hallelujah. And the Merrimack River, our north also, large rivers, are all going to dry up. I saw all this in the Great Tribulation and I was shocked. I saw people going to these rivers. The Hudson River in New York City is connected with the sea, my brother and sister. So you got the two water mixing there all the time. I used to go fishing there, I know. And my brother and sister, yes, the Hoover Dam is going to be low. The Great Lakes in the United States are going to dry up. What do you think this means? It means that there will be no drinkable water. I saw in the Great Tribulation, people had no water to drink. All their water reservoirs that the city uses across the United States are going to be dried up completely. There will be no water to wash dishes, to wash the clothing. There will be no water to take shower, and there will be no water for drinking. My brother and sister, this has been the prophecy of Sister Barbara this past week of what God is going to do. My brother and sister, God's been warning people of his judgment to come. But very few people has been listening. Very few people has been repenting. Very few people has been truly seeking the Lord, my brother and sister. In the days to come, they are going to see things happen. Hallelujah. There will be many holes in the ground opening up. Entire home falling into. Hallelujah. many parts of the earth, hallelujah, will be shaken, hallelujah. Let me tell you the dream we had last night. Praise the Lord. And I said we have last night. My brother and sister, we need to pray for Florida, my brother and sister. Because last night, the eastern tsunami already hit the United States. It's very close to come. I kept debating, my brother and sister, what's going to happen first, the earthquake in California or the eastern tsunami? But we know for a fact that before a tsunami hit, earthquake has to hit first, my brother and sister. We know that for a fact. Hallelujah. And when people had asked me, how are the judgments going to happen in order, Brother Elvie? Only the Lord knows how they're going to happen. And we know the earthquake in California, the eastern tsunami, and the war in Israel. Hallelujah. The last nine, hallelujah, I know specifically a three person in Orlando, Florida, that I know. Even pastors I know in Orlando, Florida, that are a friend of mine for many years. My brother and sister, hallelujah. I know this musician from Puerto Rico. His name is Funky Town. It's the name of his music. And praise the Lord. He came somehow when the eastern tsunami happens in Orlando. He's in Orlando. He was not in Orlando. And like everything got destroyed. But he had heard about me preaching about this eastern tsunami. So somehow he got my information through someone, my brother and sister. He was not in Orlando when it happened, but it was like he lost his wife and children. And everything he knew was destroying Orlando, my brother and sister. Yes. And my brother and sister, he came to see me at my house. And he knocked on my door. My wife opened the door and said, I want to speak with Elvie Zapata. Hallelujah. Brother Elvie Zapata. And I came out. I didn't know who it was when I saw a Funky. It's you. Yes, I need to speak with you. Can you come out of your house? Can we speak for a few minutes? Like, yes, my brother and sister. This was last night in my dream that the Lord showed me about the eastern tsunami. I was not planning. I didn't pray about this. I was, my brother and sister, hallelujah. But the only thing I knew that he says to me, what you have said from God about this judgment, it came to pass. And I'm here for you to help me. What else that the Lord says to you? He says to me. My brother and sister. Again, what did I tell people when they come to me? Brother Elvie, tell me about your prophecy. If you want to know more about my prophecy, go on the Three Signs video on YouTube. Listen to the archive on the Lord Tower. I've been preaching for so many years already. There's so much audio, my brother and sister, online that I have shared. You can put my name on YouTube, Elvie Zapata, and you'll get so much messages over the years that people have worked at and put together, even out of image and all that. My brother and sister, when someone said, tell me about what God has been giving you over the years, you're telling me to sit with you for 20 hours, 24 hours, to tell you everything that God has told me. Just go on and listen to the audios. Listen to the audios. Because I cannot add or change to those prophecies. They were given to me and I gave it to the people. That's it. My brother and sister, I cannot add. Whatever is there, Jesus in heaven told me, looked to my face and says, these are my words, and it's going to happen exactly how I gave it to you. Praise you, Lord. So these are his word, my brother and sister. Praise you, Lord. And he was asking me, tell me what's going to happen next. Hallelujah. My brother and sister. So, hallelujah. These judgments are close. My daughter, 4 years old, had a dream. She came to the side of my bed yesterday morning. Dad, I got something important to tell you. She's only four. Please keep her in your prayer. Dad, I had a dream. I need to tell you about it, Dad. I said, what? Tell me. Praise the Lord. She saw Jesus. He was smiling to her. But she said, I saw many people, and then I saw many lights, like people going home. She saw many people, great multitude, she says. And then she says, I saw many lights, Dad. And darkness was coming, she says. Darkness was coming, yes, that we needed to be out, she says, my brother and sister. I mean, that's the great tribulation, I believe. She said that we needed to be out. We needed to be out. And the Lord was looking at her and smiling at her. My brother and sister, hallelujah. God is speaking to us through so many ways. So many ways. I know a lot of people, when we talk about judgment, they don't want to hear about judgment. They don't want to hear about judgment. They want to hear about, my brother and sister, good things only. But everything that the Lord has given us, we need to speak them. We need to speak them because we are in the last days before his return, my brother and sister. I repent to the Lord for if I spoke anything that was not his. Apostle teaching. I usually check with him and I say, Lord, I'm sorry. Remember, I said many times, Lord, has the program been pleasing to you? Yes, it has, my son. Yes. Hallelujah. And that gives me peace when he says so. Hallelujah. Because I don't want to be a false teacher. I want to be a false prophet. I just want to speak his word, my brother and sister. We are so close. I don't want no reason for me to stay behind, my brother and sister. Because I will be very sad if I stay behind. I do not want to stay behind. But the Lord has promised me and the Father, you're coming home. And that's my excitement, my brother and sister, coming home. Hallelujah. These are power to shut heaven. That it rained not in the days of the prophecy. It had power to over water, to turn them to blood, and to smite the earth with all plagues, and not often as they were well. Hallelujah. Why would you plague people? Why would you speak plague over people? When people will rise against you with sword and weapon like they're going to do to come and try to kill them. My brother and sister, they had no choice but to declare plague over their body, over their life. And many will die or many will drop in great pain because no one can die, my brother and sister. It is a fact of the matter. It's going to be, hallelujah. Notice that when they declare the plague, okay, they turn the water into blood. They smite the earth with all plague as often as they will, my brother and sister. People will have no choice to either listen to what they have to say or walk away. My brother and sister, no choice. No choice at all, my brother and sister. God, there comes a time when God will give humanity no choice. And that time is approaching faster than what people think, my brother and sister. Just as the Lord says to me the other day, 3 days ago, that he is about to take us home. My daughter saw it. Many other people are seeing the same thing. Are speaking from the Lord. My brother and sister, there's nothing left. Nothing left. I know the people that believe that we have years to come. My brother and sister. Those that believe that we have years to come is a mistake. Because if they're not ready, they can be caught by surprise. I remember the Lord saying this to me years ago. That when the time of the rapture will come, many things will think that they have more time or that they have years, but they will be wrong. The Lord says to me years ago, and they will be surprised, caught by surprise. I believe this time, there are many people thinking that they have years, as the Lord says to me. Hallelujah. Because for the Lord and the Father to both says to me that we are about to leave. And what he has shown me in heaven, him already arriving, where a great crowd of people are redeemed, into the place where the bride is about to arrive. My brother and sister, the great celebration, Revelation 19. Hallelujah. That's what I saw. And that's what other people have seen the same in heaven. My brother and sister, God cannot tell the redeeming the angel in heaven that the bride is about to arrive and for that not to happen. That is impossible because God cannot lie. God cannot lie to us. God cannot lie to the redeemed. And God cannot lie to the angels. No, no, no. No, no, no. In all creation, he had never made a mistake. My brother and sister, he's not about to do so. If he says to them in heaven that the bride is about to arrive, they are in the place where the bride is about to arrive, looking out to the cloud to see the bride. My brother and sister, and we are waiting. And he has told us and told me with a nod of a voice that we are about to leave. Hallelujah. We are about, hallelujah, to be taken out. My brother and sister, praise you, Lord. He cannot lie. Now, we spoke about judgment before the rapture. Judgment that's going to awaken. He showed me this over 14 years ago. Before the church gets taken out, when he was showing me the three signs for the end time before the rapture, there will be judgment on the United States and the earth, especially in the United States now, my brother and sister, that is going to awaken the sleeping bride. Hallelujah. Because whether people believe it or not, but there are more people in Europe and the United States sleeping bride than in Africa and other countries. My brother and sister, there are people crying out to God for everything they have. They don't have food and they don't have clothing. And they are crying to God day and night to being ready for the rapture. If people here will be doing the same, my brother and sister, so much will be going home. Hallelujah. But the Lord is going to awaken the sleeping bride, my brother and sister, to rapture many of them that are written in the book of life. Their names, it's in the list that Jesus has, that the Father has given him, that he said, that all that the Father has given him, he may not lose one of them. My brother and sister, he has a list in his hand. I saw this list. He handed this list to me in heaven at the people going home. And in that list are all the names of those that are going to be raptured. It's a really good list, really good list. I cannot tell you how many pages there's in the list. But page by page, both sides of the page full of names of people that are going home by first and last name, my brother and sister, written there to be going home. And, those that the Father has given him, he wishes that he not lose one. He's not going to lose one. So he's going to do whatever it's going to take for them to be awakened. Whatever. Whatever it's going to take for them to be in awakening, he's going to do it for them. And judgment is one of the ways. Many people will have to lose everything for them to open their lives, their eyes, my brother and sister. Many people are too much comfort, too much of this world. And sometimes for them to, they have to lose the house, the car, everything, for them to say, oh my God, what have I been doing for all these years? I've been backsliding. I've been sleeping. The Lord's going to awaken them by losing everything. My brother and sister, I was in the city this week, garbage, where you go take your garbage to the city. And I found strange that I was directed to go to a park, to the commercial park, instead of the residential park. The man said, go to the commercial park. And I wanted to stop and say, why should I go to the commercial or not commercial, residential? But he sent me to the commercial area, and I went. I kept thinking, I could just go to the residential. But no, I said, okay, I'm just going to follow his ruling, because he got it from the computer. And I went, as I'm there, a commercial truck came, and this guy started a conversation with me and my son about the people that are being evicted, that all the furniture, that he's being called to remove all the furniture from the house and place, and he is so busy in this area because of the stock market going so low and falling. All these homes, people are being evicted, and all their items, sofa, bed, everything, are in there. He's being called to remove it out of the home and go bring it to this place. And he says, you can have anything you want out of the truck, he says to me. And I was there standing looking at him and thinking of these people that have lost everything, that it's not fair for anyone to take their stuff. And I said to my son, stay still. And I said, no, thank you, sir. No, I'm fine. Thank you. I'm fine. Praise the Lord. But he was giving me everything from these places. The truck was full, a large truck, my brother and sister, full of furniture for these people that are being evicted from the house and apartment and condo, my brother and sister, because of what's happening with the economy. Praise the Lord. I told people this was coming. And God is putting me in places for me to meet these people that are removing these people or that are taking away all the stuff from these people. I believe this was not by coincidence. This was the plan of God. And for me to see that the word is coming to pass every day, I came across another young man who sees Texas all the way to Maine. He has a webpage online, which I wanted to give it to my brothers and sisters in the Lord Tower, but I don't have it on hand now. I have it on my YouTube page. Of all the people that are losing their homes and how cheap their homes are being put on the market, my brother and sister, if I can, I'm going through my page, see if I can see him. My brother and sister, you won't believe the thousands are every day at home in America right now because of the stock market that people are losing. Oh, here it is. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to give this page to my brothers and sister. Hallelujah. To those that have YouTube can sign up and follow him. My brother and sister, let me put it in the chat room. Follow his page. He is trying to inform people of what's happening in the stock market, in the housing market, of how people are losing their home. You can later on log him and follow his page. My brother and sister is serious. I'm even going to put it on Facebook for those that follow the Facebook. My brother and sister from the computer. It is sad. It is, how can we explain this? We knew it was coming. We said it was coming. My brothers, thousands at home every day are coming down to almost nothing. Someone already said right now or last year, an acre of land in a lot of places over $3,000, they're saying they're going to come down to $100 soon. With $100, you'll be able to buy an acre very soon. The stock market started going up a little bit last week. And a lot of people started jumping in. Big mistake. There's no going back to the stock market. If people have still not gotten the word yet, they have not received the message yet, it's going to stop getting into their mind and heart when things, my brother and sister, begin to unfold in the months to come. Okay? My brother and sister, as things begin to unfold in the months to come, it's going to set in people's heart and mind, because a lot of people's heart and mind is in the world, in the market of the world, how strong the market is, how much money they can make, how much money they're making. It's not setting in their mind yet or in their heart. If they will pray to the Lord and ask the Lord, this is what the Lord will say to you, as he has said to me and many others, the market is going to fall. I just heard the Lord say yes. I just heard him say yes to me. The stock market is going to fall. This of the Lord. Please seek it. If you don't believe what I'm saying about this, seek this from the Lord, because it's not sitting in people's heart. And this is what's going to happen. They're going to lose everything they have. The money they have invested, they're going to lose it. the government is not going to lose everything. You know why? Because after everything falls, they're going to go after the gold you have, after the silver you have, and even the house you have. So you will lose everything. The government will not lose everything. Remember that. Okay? They have soldiers under their commands that they can order the soldier to go to your house and take everything you have and leave you penniless. Okay? Leave you penniless, my brother and sister. Okay? It's coming. It is coming. And if you think that you're going to jump ahead of the government, the only one that can keep you ahead of the government is the Lord. Okay? Because they have many soldiers they can command and send. Hallelujah, my brother and sister. Okay? So, whatever the Lord has said to us is coming, and the stock market is going to fall. It has not settled yet in people's mind and heart. A lot of people are still doubting and wondering. Doubting Thomas when he was told that Jesus has resurrected on the third day, because he went through such a headache and pain of seeing his Lord being crucified and believed that he had lost everything. That when he was told, you know, some people come to this level. It's like a frustration. It's like a hopeless thinking, my brother and sister. And that's why God will allow this to happen, because we don't need it. None of this stuff in the kingdom of heaven is needed. We'll have a lot more than what these people have. God don't want us to concern with what's happening to us on this earth. So when Thomas was told that Jesus resurrected, he said that he would not believe it until he would put his finger in his, my brother, this is cutting. So the cutting of his hand. Hallelujah. My brother and sister. In other words, until I see it and touch it, he said he did not believe it. And a lot of people are the same today. Oh, we'll see, brother. We'll see. Oh, my Lord. And by not preparing and by not getting themselves ready, they'll lose everything. Everything. The Lord already showed this to me. Jesus has shown me people coming to North Carolina to come and fellowship with us. Only with a bag of clothing on their back, with no money, no cash, nothing. The credit card worthless. Walking this way through the highway. Can you imagine walking 2,000-3,000 miles on foot? Well, it's not going to kill anybody, because people in their 1600 daddy, they work 3,000, they walk 3,000 miles from Massachusetts to California, and they live. And their bones and leg became stronger. And the women were very healthy. And on the way, they had children. They raised many children. And the children stay alive and became leaders in our country. Very strong, with very strong voice and very great health. So I believe when all this stuff happens, don't worry, nobody will get hurt. Only their feeling and pride is going to get hurt, my brother and sister. Only the feeling is going to get hurt. This is what's coming. But the Lord says something to Sister Barbara, that many are going to take on their own lives. And this is the part, this is why God wants us to help people. Because when people lose their home, their money, their bank account, their job, everything, they go on and hang themselves. That's the worst part of it, of this, that we don't want people to do this. So we have to, my brother and sister, help people as much as we can, warn them. Hallelujah, so they can take the message in the word slowly in, and God works in their lives, help them to understand what is happening and what is coming. It is coming, and every day is getting closer. No president will save this economy, and I'm going to tell you this. I know Donald Trump was put in office by God, and God kept him from going in office a second time. Donald Trump coming back into office, it's not going to save the economy, because the Lord already showed me with Donald Trump in office, the economy is already fallen. He cannot do anything for the economy. So whether he's in office or not, no man can save this economy from falling. my brother and sister. Okay? Because you can now owe 100% of your money to the bank, okay, and have no money to repay back and still retain everything that you have. That is no way possible in the history of humanity, okay? Only a miracle of God can keep you from losing everything. This is why people are going to lose everything, because they owe everything. Governments owe everything, okay? People owe everything they have to the banks. The banks owe everything they have, my brother and sister. The governments owe everything they have. The banks are insured by the government, FDIC, but the government is in debt to the rest of the country, China and all the other countries, 100%. United States owes more money every year to China and the rest of the country than what they make every year. I don't know by so many times. In order for Donald Trump to help the economy where he was in office, by the wisdom of God, he froze the money United States was sending to China for 4 years. And the Chinese government has said, not anymore, to Biden. We want you to pay what you owe us. Okay? Again, if you owe 100% of what you make, you are broke, is what you are. And this is where America is. There's no way possible. America, this nation, economy can be saved. Only God can, and he's not going to do it anymore. The Lord has done it too many times. When the Lord said the economy is going to fall, the economy is going to fall. Now, who will get hurt in the process is where we are, where the Lord have us minister to the people. Help the people, comfort the people, inform the people, help them to make righteous decisions, to repent, to seek the Lord, to be focused on heaven, be focused on Jesus, because down here, they're going to lose everything. One of these days, people will understand more what I'm saying, my brother and sister, but it may be too late for the stock market. I am telling you, one day you're going to wake up and say, my Lord, where'd all that money goes? Last year, $10 trillion disappeared. Where are they? My brother, my God, have mercy. Yes, it's the Barbara.
Well, blessed people, the Lord has spoken. Now, there is the wrath of God coming to the earth. A very, very severe wrath of God is coming to the earth. And there is a very severe earthquake that is about to hit the earth. A very, very severe earthquake is about to hit the earth. Very, very severe. And the Lord has already put me into that earthquake. And there is nowhere to run to. It is very massive. And somehow, when the massive earthquake starts, it starts and then it almost goes as if it is stopping a bit. And then in the earthquake, I was able to tell the Lord, increase the earthquake. And then the earthquake increased. So when that earthquake starts, it will start very massive and go as it is slowing down a bit. And then now it will increase very, very massive. And that earthquake demolishes things, shaking everything. Very, very violent. Very violent earthquake. There is a very severe earthquake coming to the earth. I know that I have given the earthquake the prophecy of the judgment coming to the U.S. And Washington is struck very, very hard. Struck very hard by the earthquake. I've already seen the Washington Monument demolished, the Washington Cathedral, National Cathedral demolished, the Capitol Hill, half of it, I see the dome demolished, the White House shaken very, very violently, and it looks like water comes from under the White House because of the shaking of the earthquake, because it's shaking up and down, not sideways, up and down. But right now, the Lord Almighty in a dream. He asked me to step forward and strike the earth with an earthquake. And when I stepped forward, the earthquake at my command struck the earth. And then it very massive, and it went as though it is slowing a bit. And then I asked the earthquake, I commanded it to increase in intensity. And it increased in a very massive intensity. So the two phases of that earthquake at the same time. And massive, the roofs, I can see the roof demolished. The people were hit, many people, some of them crushed. As if there is a train also that is involved in this earthquake. And when I came to see the people that after the earthquake, some of them tried to walk, could not, they were falling. They were maimed by the earthquake, crushed by the earthquake. So they tried to get up and realize they cannot walk. One side is crushed by the slabs and the earthquake. The roofs, I see the demolition in the roof. The roofs also demolished because of the shaking. Very, very massive shaking coming to the earth. And this is the wrath of God. God Almighty is angry because of sin that this generation has totally ignored the Lord. They have considered that the Lord does not judge sin, will not judge them. They celebrate sin in the open place. They celebrate all manner of wickedness. And they have no regard to the holiness and the honor due the Lord, their creator. So there is a massive earthquake that is coming to the earth very urgently. It is going to strike the earth very severely. The Lord has already put me in there. And so I ran and stood between one door that connects one side of the room to another side. I stood between the door there. But when it became worse, I walked through it. I walked through the earthquake because it became worse. It looked like that part was going to collapse on me. Very severe earthquake is coming. The Lord has already put me in there. The judgment of God is coming. And remember, all these are a pointer. They're a pointer to the events that take place in the tribulation. You remember the global earthquake that will take place in the tribulation. So this is such a severe time when people should take their salvation more seriously. People should take Jesus. If you want to mitigate on this, the remedy is to receive Jesus. Again, the Lord in the dream asked me to step forward and lift up my left prophetic hand and strike the earth with my left prophetic finger with an earthquake. And a massive earthquake hit the earth instantly in that dream. And people ran for their life, very massive earthquake, shaking very violently. There was nowhere to run to. The Lord has put me in there. It's tremendous. It's very fearful, very dreadful. And I had to hide between the door, one room and the other, that friend. But it was about to collapse also. The roofs were demolished and the floor was giving way. The floor is demolished. So I had to jump some spaces. And it's shaking violently, like a train. There is a train which must also be involved. And the earthquake passed through in a very massive way and injured many people. I know must have killed many people also. I see maimed people. After the earthquake, when I came out, they tried to get up. They realized they cannot walk. They fell. One side, the legs have been smashed. One side of the hip smashed. One person fell with a shoulder. With his right shoulder, he realized he could not walk, he could not get up. That is just how vulnerable the life of man is on this earth. We need Jesus. This world needs Jesus. There's a massive judgment of God coming. The Lord has already set his servants against this generation, and they have struck the earth with an earthquake. It's a very massive earthquake. The damage will be colossal. Very severe earthquake is coming to the earth. The Messiah is coming. Let everybody repent. Let every nation now repent and receive Jesus and be holy. The King is coming. The Lord is doing so that you may fear him. The Lord is doing so that everybody may have the fear of God, the fear of the Lord in them. This generation does not fear the Lord. There is a massive earthquake coming to the earth. Strictly based on the words of my tongue now, an earthquake now is going to hit the earth. Strictly based on the words of my tongue, now there will be an earthquake. There is now going to be an earthquake that will come and strike the earth. Strictly based on the words of my tongue, an earthquake is going to come and strike the earth. A very massive earthquake. Very devastating earthquake. The Messiah is coming. The Lord is seeking your attention. He says, I struck you with coronavirus, and yet you have not yet repented as the nations of the earth. I've struck you with another virus, Zika virus, monkeypox. You still have not yet repented. The Messiah is coming. Remember, these are pointers to what happened in the tribulation. So those who are wise, just receive the Lord. Repeat the prayer, the sinner's prayer, and enter glory at this hour. The Bible says nobody knows the day or the hour when the Messiah comes for the church. But you have been warned. The announcement is here. The king is coming. The forerunners are here. So there is going to be an earthquake hit the earth, strictly based on the words of my tongue, that you may know that the Messiah is coming. Thank you.
Lord, everyone, welcome to the God Solid 7 End Time Prophecy Channel. I'm Sister Barbara, and I'm here back again today with the prophecy that I said was coming. Let's see, what checking, of course, the date, because I already forgot what it was. July 23rd, 2022. So it's going to be in my phone. I took a picture of it. So join me in the King James Version Bible. Excuse me. I'm going to be in the book of Isaiah, chapter 13. Let's start at 10, verse 10. For the stars of heaven and the constellations thereof shall not give their light. The sun shall be darkened in his going forth, and the moon shall not cause her light to shine. Here's the Holy Spirit, look at it. And I will punish the world for their evil, and the wicked for their iniquity. And I will cause the arrogancy of the proud to cease, and I will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible. I will make a man more precious than fine gold, even a man than golden wedge of Ophir. Therefore, I will shake the heavens, and the earth shall remove out of her place in the wrath of the Lord of hosts and in the day of his fierce anger. Wow, I have the Holy Spirit. Wow. Wow. Look at it. I have it from my head to my feet. Okay, I call it the God bumps, goosebumps, the chills from top to bottom. That is the confirmation of the Holy Spirit. All right, let's see. Now, it's going to be like 99 degrees today here. All right, here we go. I will shake the heavens and the earth. You rich men will hide in their caves. I will scorch the earth and dry up the waters and fountains. I will continue to burn the land and the trees, and the crops, both man and animal will have no food, no green pastures. You are reaping what you have sown. The rich man will now be the poor man, and many will take their own lives. Now they understand how their neighbor and the homeless and the widow have lived. They chose to walk by, to turn their heads and ignore the needs of the destitute. I will use the wind, fire, and water. I will use the sun and the snow and ice. Man stands bewildered. Man can't see. This is the Holy Spirit. It's only going to get a prayer. Man can't see that the Creator is his destroyer. Look at this. Wow. My breath is fire. I will continue until every evil and perverse thing I can see is eradicated. Those who belong to me will be protected. Those who call me on me will be saved. Those who are righteous will be removed. Holy cow! How about that? Here's me and Brother Dan taking a beating every day. He goes, you're really going to get it with this one. Yep. All right, so we know we're at the end. Clearly, let's look at this again. He gives several examples of everything that's pretty much already starting now. And what I did see in the vision, which I thought was interesting, was I saw the rich men crying. Yeah, let's see. They will hide in their caves. That's what I saw. I will scorch the earth and dry up the waters. Now, you could see with your own eyes and clearly everything that's going down. Just put the headlines on and browse through them. You will see what's happening. There's no way people cannot understand that this is God. No way. There's too many bizarre things going on in every situation. The weather, he names it. The weather. Let's see, rich and poor, the weather, the widows, he's talking about everybody. There's no way that you cannot see what's going on. Now, I have more than one talking about him using what he created to destroy every abomination. That's what he said. The wind, the fire and water, the sun and the snow and the ice. Where do you stand here? Do you know him? I mean, if I could go out on the balcony, I would have been out there screaming this out there. I just see everybody just humming along like nothing is going on. That's what I see. Do you see it too? Are you one of them? You want to make sure you're not one of them. Let's see. Da-da-da-da. This is the best time, the best sentence in the whole prophecy. Let's see. Da-da-da-da. Those who belong to me will be protected. Okay, are you one of them? Those who call on me will be saved. Are you doing that and need to call on them? Look at the Holy Spirit. Those who are righteous will be removed. Are you ready? I said this every time. Do you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ? Do you know who he is? Did you read his book? Did you read the Bible? Did you study it? Did you join a Bible study if you don't understand? These things are going to come down. I said this before, and how many prophecy messages, like when my son was acting up with bipolar disorder, he's going to come down with a hammer blow, bang, 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 bang. This is what he's going to do. I'm telling you, for your own good, have a plan. Jesus Christ is on the top of the list. He should be first priority, no matter what's happening. He should be the one that you're with. Okay, let's see. Let's look at this again. This is a fabulous way of putting it. That's because Brother Dan said to me the one day, that's because he's the Word. Yes. I said, listen to these words. Okay, let's see. Here we go. Those who belong to me will be protected. Those who call on me will be saved. Those who are righteous will be removed. Where do you fall in there? I mean, I see this brutal heat. I saw some of the headlines this morning when I was browsing through the headlines of the news. I saw some of the headlines. I mean, I see this brutal, horrible, what do you call, heat. Now, a lot of you guys, I have, let's just say, hundreds and hundreds of new people. Welcome to our channel. We love you guys. Thank you. Please subscribe and hit the notification button. Now, a lot of you guys that are on here for, I'm going to say, like 10 or 11 years, you know, I have an adult son. He's, let's see, he's 40 years old now. And he's been, I'm going to say it straight up, locked up in jail for how many years now because of DUI. And I told him and warned him when we were having coffee one day. I said, if you don't stop drinking and driving, God is going to stop you. I tell it like it is. God stopped him. He's sitting in jail now. He can't hurt anybody drinking and driving. He can't hurt himself. So he calls me this morning. I feel really bad, but he got himself in there. He even cried for me to help him get out of there. He got him in there, himself in there. I said, you get yourself out of there. You get in trouble in jail, then they add more time on. This is how it goes. So he calls me this morning. Now, I told him, I said, no, it's going to be extremely hot here. I think it's going to be either 98 or 99 for a few days, 99 maybe today. Okay, now this is the devastating part of the story, and if you have children and possibly they're in jail or going. The jail that he's in, get this, has no air conditioning. No air conditioning, nothing. He said there's one window, and I'm sure it has bars on it, that can be opened, that's it. And each person is allowed to get a little fan for their cell, and it clips on one of those little desk fans. That's it. So here's me. Are you in trouble? Are you doing something against the law? Have you been arrested? Do you have court coming up? You need to be laying on the ground and begging for Jesus, begging and calling him and know him. Imagine going to a jail under these circumstances. The last time that he called me, he told me the story of how, I don't understand how it works at jail, but there's a commissary where you can buy food and so on. And then sometimes people run out of, you have to pay for everything, sometimes people run out of money to buy the food. So where there was this one gentleman in the jail that he was borrowing either food or money from somebody. I think he was borrowing food and he owed them money. Think of this, he told me, Mom, over $30, the guy got beat to a pulp. Imagine this, beat to a pulp. They had to take him away in an ambulance. That's how beat up he was. Mom, over $30. I mean, this is horrible. We don't want our children in a place like this. But if you have someone in the family that has a mental illness or bipolar disorder or one of those, I mean, I could have beat his head off the wall trying to straighten him out. He would not listen. He went on his own way, on his own path. He wouldn't follow any rules. He did this his whole school life. And when he was 6 years old, I took him to the psychologist because I knew he was really moody. I knew something was wrong. At 16, he was diagnosed with bipolar disorder. It was horrible. He got in trouble as a juvenile. They put him in those, a camp. I can't think of what they call it. Some kind of a camp. But anyway, where they put the juveniles in there that cause trouble. Some sort of a camp. I can't think of what it's called. So he was in there. I think he was in there. Now get this. This is how he is. And your kids may be the same way. He has bipolar disorder. He will not follow the rules. So he was in a 10-day program. 10 days at this camp. An outdoor camp. 10-day program. He's still in there a year later. A year. He calls me. Mom, please get me out of here. You got yourself in there. Why can't you get out? Well, you have to follow the rules. Well, there it is. Follow the rules and you'll be out. Well, the guy that's in charge now, he told me that as long as he's in charge, I'm never, ever getting out. I said, well, then you better work really hard to follow the rules. Can you imagine this? Wilderness camp, that's what it was. So they put the delinquents in there. I mean, he was in there a year. We couldn't even believe it. I went, Joe, what's going on there? Well, I keep getting in more trouble. Because you're never going to get out, like the guy said. Please talk to your children. And if they have, again, some sort of a mental health issue, that's even more difficult and harder. Now, last time when he called me and he told me about the guy getting beat to a pulp over $30, I mean, I was sitting here crying. I mean, this is so, I'm so sad. It's my only son with this health issue. He's had it his whole life. It ruined his whole life. Now he's sitting in jail with DUI. And I can't do nothing except pray. So please pray for him. Please pray that nothing happens to him. I pray it every day. Please ask the Lord to put a hedge of protection around him and keep him alive in jail. This is it. And I think they have him, and this is funny, but it isn't. They did this another time. He's like really, really thin, and not too tall. I'm going to say he's like about maybe 5'10", and he probably weighs about 130 pounds. They put him on the block, and I don't know if the gel went off, on the block that has all of the wipers. Nobody's getting out there. Everybody is in there for life. They put him on there because it was safer, how about that, than where else they could put him. This is like so disturbing. So let's say a prayer before I go off on a tangent. I don't usually put stuff personal up, but this was really devastating for me to hear about the air conditioner, and I know it. Let's do God the Father. God the Father in heaven, in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, bless me indeed. Expand my territory. Keep people and the devil away from me and my family. Let your hand be with me always, and please don't let me cause anyone pain or harm. Lord, you always answer my prayers. Please pour out a blessing on all of your children, on your pages. These are your messages, not mine. Please pour out a health blessing on them, a blessing over their life, a blessing over their family, a blessing over their children, a blessing over their jobs and cars so they could get there. And thank you in advance. You always answer my prayers, and we love you. We need your help down here. I know there are people that have kind of kicked you out of our life down here, but there are how many more of your people wanting you back, wanting you in our life? Please come back into our life and help us. I'm going to get going here. I'm thanking everyone for all the encouraging comments under the videos. Thank you, everyone, for the translations in other languages. Now, I said this before. Anywhere you leave a prayer, we will pray for it. Now, we might not answer it, but we are praying over all of the messages. So please remember to subscribe to the YouTube channel if you're visiting. Hit the notification button. Thank you, everyone, that helps the ministry financially so we can help others in need. We really appreciate your help. Thank you, everyone, that sends us things in the mail. Am I forgetting anything? Just if you're on Facebook, please post our videos up there. I can't get some of the stuff on Sister Barbara Facebook. It stops me. It won't give me that share button, so I can't do it. I better get going here. So make sure today, if you're where the heat wave is, make sure, please, you stay inside or stay cool. Stay wherever you are, cool. I mean, I hate these heat waves. I don't know. I'd rather live in the north here, though, than in the south, because I hate heat and bugs. So God bless you. Be safe. Have a blessed and safe day. We love you.
Hello again, and welcome to the Master's Voice. I am Celestial, and you are welcome to this channel. To old and new subscribers alike, you are very welcome. Please be sure to check the dashboard of the Master's Voice. The dashboard is where, when you look underneath this video, you will see the title, The Master's Voice. If you click that, it takes you to my channel dashboard. If you're not a subscriber, you are welcome to subscribe. There is no pressure to subscribe because I want it to be clear to old and new people who use this channel, even if you're here for the first time, that I am not doing this work to build up any kind of following. I'm not doing this work to build up any kind of personal interest group or anything like that. This is an end times prophecy channel. The prophecies on this channel are of a certain type. I'm a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I'm here reading out the words, the dreams, the visions, the prophetic revelations, and very rarely and occasionally the prophetic teaching that the Lord gives me. So if you navigate to the channel dashboard, you'll see where you can subscribe. But I have to make this clear because every couple of videos, it seems that I need to bring it up. YouTube is not in the habit, or YouTube has no interest in recommending this channel to anyone. So if you want to stay up to date with the content that I am doing my very best to put on this channel, you are going to have to regularly check to see that you are subscribed, because YouTube will simply unsubscribe you. YouTube will not send you notifications when there are new videos. As a result, there may be a ton of stuff on the channel that you won't know about because they will not send you an alert. So to properly subscribe, you have to go to the dashboard, and then where the channel is, you click subscribe, and then you have to put your notifications on. I think you have to click follow some videos and then click it again, and then it says get all notifications. That's the only way, hopefully, you will know when stuff goes up. secondly, when you subscribe, on the dashboard page, you're going to see home, you're going to see videos, you're going to see playlists, you're going to see about, and then you will see the word community. On the community page, I occasionally share things that the Lord brings to my attention that shows that the prophetic words are being fulfilled. Please understand that these prophecies are not going to fulfill in a single night. I see some people asking, when is this going to happen? I want to let you know that if you're in a hurry for Russia and China to get here, if you're in a hurry for this country to burn to the ground with nuclear attack or to be completely taken over by extraterrestrial creatures, the majority of people are not. God is not an evil person. God is merciful. These prophecies are going to fulfill, and in fact, many of them are already starting to stretch their legs. If you have eyes, you can already see that. However, God is still looking for a particular type of person. I've made it clear that not every person who finds this channel is going to be interested in what is here, is going to believe what is here, and I am okay with that. I hope that that is clearly understood. I am sent to find what God is calling his late grapes. His late grapes. This ranges everyone from people who are truly born again but have been resting on their backsides. They have been resting on their laurels. They have been relaxed and saying, I know the Lord and I've raised up godly children and I'm just trusting in him. But the fact is that the fire of many people's Christianity, especially what I call long wear Christianity, people who have been saved for 15 years and upward. If you do not constantly sharpen the edge of your faith, you will find that you are not living in cutting edge faith, and cutting edge faith is what is needed to survive the end times. The end times are not called the end times because they are going to be fun times. They're called the end times because all prophetic truth involving the end of all things in which man will have dominion are going to converge and start to happen. You just need to read Revelation chapter 6 to know that the end times are not easy times, because Revelation chapter 6, just the first few verses, is talking about the conqueror that conquers. Then it talks about the red horse, where the rider takes peace from the earth. Then it talks about the black horse. That's economic crash and collapse. That's the end of currency. That's the end of government independence and sovereignty, all the nations collapsing. This is the setup that is going to take us into the beast system, a system of murder, a system of mayhem and madness, where I have shared that human beings will be changing their body. Life as you know it won't be the same. So to long-wearing Christians, you have most likely not had exposure to this in your long-wearing Christian career. You coming to this channel is God attempting to get you outfitted with new faith for changing times that you may not be ready to walk through. Another type of person that God is looking for is the type of person who has been hanging around at the fringes of Christianity, constantly messing up and talking about, but God knows my heart. God is here to get you out of that filthy, lukewarm Christianity, because that is not going to be acceptable. And then there are people who absolutely don't know God at all. They are completely outside of the faith. God is looking to glean those late grapes and bring them in. Once that process is completed, I can assure you, because the Lord said this to me all the way back in 2012. He said, Celestial, I am sending you out to prepare me a people. Prepare me a people to meet me. So once that process is completed, and I have no idea of when God will say, I have enough of the last grapes. I have enough of the final crop that I was looking for. All I know is that once God shuts off the time for that, these judgments that I'm speaking about for America, for the world, will begin to go off almost like firecrackers. But the Bible has a different term for that. It's going to be excessive labor pains that are going to birth out the beast system. And in that time, it is going to be a very strange and a difficult time to start looking for God. That's all I'm going to say. Today's prophecy is graphic, but before I go into it, I've spoken of the subscription process. process. I need to let you know that every video you are watching is attached to the main blog that is called the Master's Voice Prophecy Blog or the Master's Voice End Times Prophecy Blog. Simply look it up on Google, Firefox, DuckDuckGo, whatever you're using, and then you can go to the blog and read the prophecies for yourself. There are 430 written prophecies on that blog. Right now, I am only at 210 videos. So you can see that even if I decide to skip some videos, I have not even come close to finishing all the words that God has given me. And on top of that, the Lord keeps giving me new prophecy. So I'm doing the best that I can. Today's prophecy is extremely graphic. Today's prophecy is going to require prayer from males and females when you finish listening to it. And just like the previous two prophecies that I just made concerning children, parents are advised to watch this prophecy to completion before you allow your children to watch it. And the Lord was actually quite clear with this one, and he said that this is not for small children. This is not for small children. You as a parent are going to have to watch this back and then find a way to filter it through to your smaller children, because when you listen to this, you will understand that the only part your smaller children are playing in this prophecy is that they can easily be a victim of what I'm going to talk about today. Older children, yes, they can watch. And when I say older, I'm talking about your upper teens. So I'm not telling you to let your 11-year-old or your 13-year-old watch this. Please, this prophecy is talking about sodomy, the practice of having sex in the backside. Males and females having sex in the backside. This is a graphic prophecy, and let's begin. The title of today's prophecy is The Sodomy Ritual, Part 1, and I received this prophecy in a very unorthodox way on July 5th, 2022, so just the day after independence. The banner scripture is this: therefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lusts of their hearts, to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie, and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Romans chapter 1, verses 24 to 25. And basically, this verse is talking about the fact that you're a man, you want to have homosexual sex. You want to walk around in the street and say that love is love, pride is love, pride is pride, whatever it is. The Bible says that the end of that is that God will give you up. So verses like this are not brought into mainstream church, just to start with. Pastors don't like to touch verses like this because verses like this put pastors in the peculiar position of having to actually show their church that they're willing to stand up for what the Bible actually says and preach it from their belly to prove that they didn't just go to seminary for nothing. Verses like this are verses that are included in scripture to let the church know that it's possible to push the line to a point where God will leave you and walk past you and move on, and you will stay like that. And usually when God leaves you, walks past you, and moves on, the person coming behind God is not Archangel Michael to say, I really think that you should be worried that Jesus just passed you and left you and moved on, and you should repent. The person coming after God is usually the devil. And with the devil comes the reprobate mind from which you cannot be rescued. So because God truly is the embodiment and personification of love, he will wrestle a long time with people caught in sexual immorality. Not because God likes sexual immorality or because God wants to tolerate it, but because God knows that hellfire is a place from which even God cannot save you. So instead of pastors bringing out verses like this and doing sometimes even a four-part series, if necessary, to warn the men and women, the sheep of God in their care, that there is a place you can come to where God will give you up to your lust, where God will leave you to dishonor your body because you have decided to exchange the true things of God. What are the true things of God? God's word, of course. The gates and the walls that God has set by giving us laws, regulations, rules, and what I call the boundary fence to keep us safe. When you keep putting your shoulder and hitting against the boundary fence, you can't expect God to just keep standing there and saying, I'm fixing this fence one more time, but I don't want you to hit it now. Okay, it's not going to happen like that. What is going to happen is that if you keep hitting the boundary fence, you will break through and you will find out all the things that live on the outside of the boundary fence. And trust me, outside the boundary fence, the U.S. government has no power. The love is love crowd has no power, because across the boundary fence is the one who is the serpent, the dragon, the one who has deceived this whole world, Satan. And when you get on the other side of that boundary fence, it's going to be you, the devil, in the pale moonlight. So let's continue. This is a graphic prophecy, and I received it in what is an unorthodox way, but then again, the Lord does do this with me. So I was worshiping the Lord the day after independence. I was really, really worshiping. I'd taken the whole day off, and I decided to dedicate the day just to spending time with the Lord, reading the Word, speaking with Him, and praise and worship. And it got to this point where I was really high in the spirit. I was really, really up. I was like, I could feel, Lord, I have truly climbed the mountain of the Lord today. And I was expecting to meet God. I knew that the Lord would come, because this is the type of behavior that greatly attracts the powerful presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. So I was thinking that the Lord would come to me and begin to pour into my heart, maybe about my own life, about things that I had been seeking Him about, but that is not what happened. As my songs were winding down, I began to hear God, and this is what He said. America is dying. America is dying. America is dying. You are singing her funeral songs. She is dead and dying, and you are here to write of her sins and bury her. So write now of the sodomy ritual and speak what I give you to say. Make it known to America what's hiding in her bones, what's in her foundation. Tell her what buried bones are lying hidden underneath her flag. Tell her the path that all who aspire to power, wealth, influence, and notoriety must take. The path of the rich is a dirty one, a filthy one indeed in the eyes of the Lord. It is the sodomite path, a guilty path, and all who walk it must be punished for it. Unless they repent, they will surely be judged for it. And as the Lord was saying this, I just sat down on the ground. I had been on my knees, but I just sat down on the ground. And I was feeling really depressed, because even as He started to talk, the minute He started with America is dying, this booming voice in my spirit, I just knew, yes, Celestial, you sang. And yes, the Lord really rode on the wind to come to you, but He didn't come with the kind of conversation that you wanted. In fact, the things that God was showing me, the visions that I was seeing here, this is going to be a lengthy video because I'm not leaving anything out. This prophecy includes two other prophecies. He brought them to mind today, and I'm going to have to go through them as well. So this is going to be a lengthy video. So the Lord is saying, first of all, that America is dying. And this is something that I have been saying for this YouTube channel is almost 2 months old. Next month, it would have been two years old. Next month, in August 2022, it's going to be 2 years since the Lord basically brought me by my neck here into the public space in YouTube and said that you have to make sure that these prophecies get heard. And YouTube is one of the tools of your generation. You have to use it. So here I am. So God is saying that the country is dying, and this is something that I think that many people, even those who use this blog, do not understand. People think that I'm here and I'm making videos because it's a trendy thing. You know, everybody's making a prophecy video these days. But as I said in the beginning, I have a task, and I'm moving through that task. And from the way it looks to me, I will not be able to complete this task before the things that I'm talking about start to happen, some of them. The larger things are going to take time to develop, but things like the economy crashing, financial crash, money going away, we are going to live those things before many of you, before your children become majors, because the loss of money, for instance, is going to be part of the beast system. So this prophecy, God was saying, talk about the sodomy ritual. And even as the prophecy began, I began to see what the sodomy ritual is, and it is not pretty. It's not pretty. It says that this is hiding in America's bones. So this is what I'm about to talk about. It's a foundational American practice. Why is it a foundational American practice? Because this is a Freemason nation. This is a nation founded by secret society people. You see, the people who use Dove lotion out there, right, with the shiny teeth, are always telling people through the media and telling them through social media, and all the various pundits are always trying to make people gaslit in this country and tell them that if they question the origins of this country, then they're conspiracy theorists, a tin foil hat wearer. And basically, I just want to empower the people that watch this channel and say that if you're even older than 10 years old and you still care about what people are calling you out there, then you really need to have a moment of reality check in your heart. You need to ask yourself as an adult, where is my courage? You know, where are my guts? Why am I so sensitive? How much? I mean, I like to think of myself as a free thinker, but why have I drunk so much of the public Kool-Aid that if people call me a thing or two, I'm so shy and I don't want to rock the boat? As Christians, I was just talking to someone on the blog today, and I was telling them that we come from a very rich culture of people who died for their faith. Please excuse the noise. Christianity is founded on a very rich culture of people. If you read Hebrews chapter 11, these were people who defended their faith and the truth of what had been entrusted to them to the death in some instances. But I think often that it's a good thing the apostles are dead, because if they were to be resurrected and see the legacy that has come after them now, if they were to look and say, well, you know, God, we died so much in the faith, can we see where our footsteps have led, they would be so ashamed to see how easily people are cowed and how much people care of fitting into the social order. And I know you may be watching and saying, not me, but you just ask yourself how often you actually will speak up in a situation where your gut is pounding and you know you should, but you don't, because you don't want to be ostracized, or you remember the last argument and you don't want another one. And these are important things. But the Lord is always telling me, speak what I give you to say. And I give him the glory and the honor that I'm still able. As long as there is electricity in this house and there's Wi-Fi and there's just time, I get time to make these videos, and I will make them. And he says that America needs to know what's hiding in her bones. What's hiding in this country's bones? No matter how much the shiny people say, oh, that's not true, these conspiracy theorists. This is a Freemason nation. This is a nation of people who struck oath. To strike an oath means that it's just like the Three Musketeers. Everybody puts their hand in and everybody takes a certain position to do certain things. And that is what is hiding in the foundation of this country. That is what the nation itself is resting on. And that is why the nation can never get free of the filth that seems to almost bubble up from the inside of it. And he says that the path to affluence, to influence, and to notoriety in this country is a filthy one. And as we go on, I will explain why. It is a guilty path called the sodomite path, the path of having sexual intercourse in your backside, sometimes by force and sometimes consensually. And God says that this path is one that every single person, you're male, you're female, you're doing it female to female, you're doing it male to male, he says that unless you repent, you will surely receive judgment for it. The stars of America are sodomites. He says, it's your 6'9 football player for the Denver Broncos. These were explicit names that God was giving me, so I do not watch football. I had to, you know, just go after and check. And yeah, he said, so it's your 6'9er for the Denver Broncos that has sex in his backside. He said, this is your Super Bowl singer. This is your 7-footer who plays for the Cleveland Browns. This is your basketball icon on the Boston Celtics, the Orlando Magic, and many more of them. The Lakers have gay men All those famous teams all have men who do this homosexual ritual, but they do not identify as gay. This is your NASCAR hero, your favorite golfer or Olympian. They are gay, most of them. It is not their natural sexuality or orientation. It is not something that they publicly claim. It is the path to greatness in America. And so here the Lord is talking about how superstardom in America is not always clean. God has been talking to me about this for several years, naming certain people and showing me that their path was either a forced one, that sexual advancements and sexual rape was forced on them, and then they were rewarded with superstardom. So this is, I think, traditionally in America, the older people might know it as the casting couch, but it's now the rapist couch. Because, you see, in casting couch days, they might offer Lauren Bacall or whoever it is. I'm just giving her name. I'm not saying that God said anything about her. They might offer Katharine Hepburn or one of these women and say, you know, there's this really juicy, meaty part that has come up. This is what they will do. They will catfish her through the agent by telling her, oh, I've got something that's perfect for her. And then the woman reads the script and is so excited, and they tell her to come in for a reading. She comes in for the reading, and that's when the studio head will say, you know, you're a very attractive woman. And then it goes from there where the offer is made that this part is basically yours. That's what they say. This part is basically yours. And in fact, we don't even want anyone else to read for it. But you just need to. And then the offer is made. And it was usually an offer. And if she turned it down, then that was her bad luck. She wouldn't get the part. Or sometimes if she was firm and turned it down, she would get the part. The studio head might be mad, but the general board would want to make the money with that big face. And so a woman could squirm through now and then, possibly even a man. But this thing now is a ritual. It is a ritual. A ritual is a process with a specific methodology that you must go through in order to get the results you want. So to everyone who is having homosexual sex and saying, it's my preference, it's what I want to do, the Lord is actually saying that you are participating in a ritual for which, please listen, you must be judged. This is not something that Jesus is going to think about. He's going to weigh your good qualities, your bad qualities. Was she a good mother? Was he a good father? And then he only had this habit. You walk the sodomite path, you are going to be judged for it. And the penalty of it is first error in the body that I will describe, and then death. So death is waiting at the end of this path. It's either death in this life through some of the diseases that will get people, or it's definitely death in the next one when you are raised to resurrection and asked why you did these things. Denver Broncos, Cleveland Browns, Boston Celtics, Orlando Magic, the Lakers, many more. NASCAR, the golfing world, Olympians. God says that this is not a natural sexuality that these people have. It's not something that they will publicly come out. Many of them, he is saying, will not come out and say, oh, I'm coming out of the closet, you know, I'm a proudly gay. No, they go through the ritual because it's a path to greatness, but they don't even self-identify as gay. They have wives, but they have done this so that their star can catapult into the light. The path to greatness is brown, says the Lord. It is a play of filth. It is a payment in blood and agony that they make. Each one of them pays their price. After that, you're free to choose your path to ascension. Ascension means to rise. Most of them have done this, the ones at the very top. Not all, but most, especially the ones at the very, very, very top of the pyramid. Sodomites, says the Lord of hosts. So there is one thing that the Lord brought to my attention about this, not a pleasant detail, but a detail nonetheless. The Lord says that when this sodomy ritual is taking place, they will prefer it at the time a person needs to go to the bathroom. So this is just the reality. And if you're asking, but Celestial, why? Anybody who has to ask why, when the Lord is bringing out these details, details that I cannot possibly know, is because you're asking because you don't really understand Satan. There's a lot of Christians in Christianity. They have no idea how this thing works. They have no idea the book they're reading, what this book really is and what it is really telling us about this adversary that we have. People just like, the devil's under my feet and things like that. And you don't understand that the devil is a meticulous destroyer. We're in America, we're looking at the fentanyl crisis, for instance. You see the shape that people are in. Those people are in an agony that you can rightly say is worse than death. And yet they do not die. They are lingering in that abhorrent state of extreme suffering because this is Satan's calling card, to destroy the human vessel, to make humanity unrecognizable, and to know that God is watching his children like that, with his heart breaking to see them like that. If you don't understand that Satan would rather keep the human being in agony for as long as possible before killing them, to stretch out the time period of defilement and know that God is watching, if God is watching the sparrows, he's surely watching us. And it is Satan's joy and pleasure to defile. So that is why this ritual waits preferentially until the person must go to the bathroom. Then that is the time, the Lord was telling me. They want to play in the filth because it is the very worst that a person, male or female, can do. So if you're practicing this and you think that it is God's will for your bedroom to smell like a pit latrine, a toilet, perhaps it's time to go back and revisit what the Bible says when it says, let every man have his own wife and every woman her own husband. You think about if the verse is conveying from the depths of God's holy soul and make it as filthy as possible. The sodomy ritual is a ritual whereby people have anal sex, sometimes for money, power, fame, or control. It is practiced in many homes as part of normal sex. God says it is the highest trending sexual practice in America after normal intercourse. American girls do this without even needing to be paid. And the way he said it like that is because people in other countries have to be paid to do this. So in other countries, this type of sex is so taboo. It is so off the books. It is illegal in a lot of countries. It's illegal in a lot of African countries, illegal in a lot of Asian countries. I don't know about South America because South America is close enough here for a lot of stuff to have just filtered through by osmosis. But in a lot of African countries, a lot of Asian countries, this stuff has never been taken off the books as taboo, illegal, unwanted. And there's a lot of persecution in those countries for anyone who tries to say, we're going to raise the pride. You try to raise the pride in some jurisdictions, it will get you killed. I am not supporting that, taking the life of people in any way. I'm simply trying to show the contrast how certain areas, certain populations, certain societies absolutely will not have this, and they stamp it out in any way that they can. So God says that in a lot of countries, to get people to do this, to perform the sodomy ritual, you have to pay them, but in America, you just need to ask. Says that anal sex is a paid currency in some cases, as will be explained further. It is also a means of very cruel control and humbling in other circumstances. It is a way to break the spirit of people and demonize them. In all cases, God does not support this, and he hates it. Read what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah, and do not make excuses for it, because God hates it. You can find it in Genesis 19. It says American girls do it for fun. They do it to be considered progressive and cool, Celestial. They do it to be seen as avant-garde by their partners. They don't want the men to see them as stuffy or boring. They throw it in so that men can think that they're an exciting partner. People in America think it's trendy. A way to express love or to experiment with sex. They do it as part of the normal things that they do in bed. The prophecy Blood to Drink was one of the most difficult prophecies I ever received. And I received it when I went back to read the prophecy before I made this video. I realized that God came to me in almost exactly the way he did. In Blood to Drink, I spent hours before bed reading the Bible and discussing with God and having very warm conversations. And I said that when I fell asleep, I felt almost like a child being tucked in by their father. But then a few hours later, God showed up like a smoking dark terror. I've never actually experienced him like that. I was terrified. I was caught in a sleep waking state that I could not wake up from. And God was terrifying in that dream awake state. I was very afraid of him. And he was telling me that the judgment he will bring to the United States will be like a drunken cup of blood. And I saw the cup, and the cup contained cut up aborted baby parts, because that is a blood sin. I saw the clots from women when they are on their time of the month, because God was revealing to me that here in America, women do not abstain from sexual activity when they are on their set apart time. In fact, they do it and then say, oh, you know, it's much smoother and things like that. And at the time, you can't call God a liar, because God doesn't lie. But as the knowledge was entering my heart was rejecting it, like, no, this doesn't happen. This cannot happen, because no one in their right mind would do it. But Amazon later informed me that they do it, and that there are other helpful things that women do buy on Amazon to make sure that the inconvenience of just 2 or maybe 5 days out of the month doesn't stop them from sex sports, because why should they hold back when their body is clearly doing something that is a sign that you should not be intimate with anyone? And so God was telling me the things that would make other cultures think here in America and in lots of different parts of Europe, this is not frowned upon at all, and it's just normal sexual practice. So he was saying that it's just part of the normal things that people do in bed. He also said that men of today are extremely perverted and sick, very sick in their hearts. So the Lord didn't say, oh no, men are very adventurous in bed now, Celestial. He said, no, they're perverts and they are actually sick in the heart. And this is something that the Lord tells me as his daughter, because I know that he is watching me and other daughters like me to keep us from what passes for men out there. Your father, you're listening to this video, you always wanted a son, God gave you 4 girls. Take these words to heart. Take these words to heart, and if your daughters are grown up, let them watch this video, because if they are not aware of the predatory nature of today's men, you might just get a call with someone sobbing on the phone about something that you as a father cannot fix. There are things that can happen to your daughters, young gay men out there. There are things that can happen to you that your parents will not be able to fix. They can give you all the acceptance in the world, but you just fall into the head of one impresario, one male gigolo rapist type out there, and your life will be forever changed. This is a fact. The Lord said sex has become an illness among people now. It is a severe sickness that is bringing more and more horrific things into the bedroom. It is no longer the gift I made it to be, but it is a place where people now express their most sick and twisted inner desires, and where they corrupt one another. And this is why, as I've often said, because I've often seen it, demons will enter the rooms of people in this time that we're living in and going forward into the future and join them in the bed. I've seen visions with dark shapes that I would put at 7, above 7, maybe 8 feet. And most of these demons, for some reason, they seem to be all shoulders, just looming like this, standing by the bed of people fornicating. And the Lord has said, I shared it in one of these prophecies, I think it might be the one about catastrophic flooding, that in the final times, people will find that they get into the bed two to have sex, and they will end up feeling like there's 3 or 4 of them in the bed, and male and female will be raped by entities that they can feel. You will feel a body. You, the female, will think it's the boy you're with assaulting you. You, the male, will wonder how this girl got so strong. Male will be raped, and you won't be raped in a way that you might enjoy. You will be raped in the way I'm talking about here now, by entities. And God says it's because the sickness that people are bringing into the bedroom are going to blast open doors in the spirit realm through which things will enter because of what man and man, woman and man and woman keep doing. Men are very sick inside now. The Lord says that men ask for things that nobody should ask for. And the women themselves are very weak. They want to be liked and they want to be desired and they want to be seen as trendy and mature. And so they agree to these things. He said that some women are happy to agree to these things, but others are being pressured by peer pressure. The Lord then moved on to Africa. He said, in some African countries, the sodomy ritual has become a form of transaction. So this is when you want power. You want to be famous. You want your business to do well. You want to be a multimillionaire. Or sometimes, and sadly, as I was seeing, it's you just want a job. You got out of college. You just want to get a job. You just want to get ahead. You want to work at this bank. You want to work at this actuarial firm. You just want a job, but they will make you pass through this act of having sex in your backside. The Lord says that they use it as a form of induction into lodges. And induction is exactly what we do here in America. When you want to join a fraternity, you want to join a sorority, that's an induction you go through. That process you go through where they deny that they're hazing, but they're still hazing and even killing people's children. The process you go to where you take the oath and you make promises and you have to perform a series of tests, that's the process of being inducted into a frat or into a sorority. Induction, he says, is into the lodges, the secret societies, the leagues, the covens, the brotherhoods and sisterhoods of Satan that they have in Africa. He says it's definitely, anal sex is definitely one of the things that people can be asked to do when they are trying to gain power in the marine kingdom. For the marine spirits are the one that reign over all unclean sexual acts. This is their area and their forte. So when people want to get rich quick, when people want their album to sell, when people want to become famous actresses, actors in Africa, God says that they join witchcraft covens, they join brotherhoods and sisterhoods of Satan. They go to marine lodges, witchcraft lodges, different lodges, which is basically just different forms of secret societies like we have here. And he says that this act of anal sex is what politicians and powerful elites love to do. So this is still on Africa. He says that African footballers do it, media stars, musicians, they're movie stars. Celebrities in African countries are willing to perform this ritual because they are rewarded with cult-like celebrity status. Once it becomes known that you've paid your dues, it is a matter of time before your star shoots to the top. Now, this is just a mimicking of exactly what is done here. The Lord says that the rainbow is flying in the spirit realm. So before I received this prophecy, a few weeks ago, I was praying, and the Lord began to show me countries in West Africa and say that the West African countries in particular are greatly suffering from a shocking rise in this practice of anal sex. And he says that's because there has arisen in West Africa a very targeted attack of Freemasonry. That's what the Lord says. Marine spirits and Freemasonry are running rife in Africa because the Masonic lodges and brotherhoods are becoming extremely bold and high profile there in how they seduce and recruit people. So this practice of Freemasonry, the Lord says that sodomy is a base foundational practice among the Masons. It's like bread and butter in their rule book. Now, there's a lot of people, especially here in America, and they think that they know Freemasonry. No, it's a brotherhood, and we do great works. And, oh, you know, you see that little, I think that little compass with the G on it and everything, and they make sure that they maintain a certain type of social profile, you know, giving money to here and there. And people in the lower levels of this thing have no idea what the people in the higher levels are doing. The Lord says you're not getting anywhere in the higher ranks of Masonry unless you perform the sodomy ritual and agree to it as a rite of passage. It is not asked for at the lower levels, but at the higher levels, it is a gatekeeping ritual, and you will not pass higher without it. Now, what is a gatekeeping ritual? Anything that you call a gatekeeping ritual is what separates the men from the boys. No pun intended. A gatekeeping ritual decides how much you really want it. As a man, how much you really want it as an Eastern Star, because you will rise based on merit, based on following all the more obvious rules. They have public rules that everybody knows about, and you will rise at a certain level following that. But then it comes to a place that I personally, Celestial, I call it the choke level, and I talk to Christians about it all the time. The choke level, for instance, determines how far you're willing to go with God. God will ask you to do this, and you agree, and ask you to do this, and then God will ask you to do something, and that's where you're like, oh God, I can't do that. Think of the outcome. Oh God, I can't do that. I'm too scared. Oh God, what will this happen? That's your choke level. As long as you do not mature as a believer beyond a certain choke level, God can't ask you to do anything, and God can't tell you anything, because he'll know that you'll start crying, and God, I can't see this, and I can't unsee this. And so we all have different choke levels, and when it comes to satanic stuff, they have gatekeeper rituals to make sure. If you are a young man moving up, and then you're thinking, well, I wish I could get that position in the United Nations, and there's a Mason in there who knows that with two phone calls, he could get you attached to the Secretary General's office detail, and he tells you, well, young man, you know, I know that you're a Mason and I'm a Mason, but the thing is, if you want to come up where the eagles fly, then you need to let me and my brother have one night with you. They leave you with that kind of offer, and they give you time to think. And the Lord was showing me in the prophecy What You Never Heard Before, part one. That prophecy is really old. It's 3 years old, July the 6th, 2019. God was showing me that that movie, Indecent Exposure, is America's real-life bread and butter, that they make you offers for your spouse, they make you offers for your daughter and your son, men who have political aspirations, and then they let you know, Fred, I could get you on the circuit court easy. I could get you here. I could get you there. Most of what you watch on TV in America is farcical, meaning it's a game. It's no real than Game of Thrones or whatever else they have on TV. It's meant to keep you occupied, because the real transactions and the real people who will get appointed to wherever else happens behind the scenes. Who's willing to play the game? Who's willing to do the ritual? And that's how they go up. So God was showing me that West Africa has been specifically targeted by the Masons, and that people in that part of the continent are coming under increasingly bold sexual assaults. So they're no longer hiding the offers. This is what God was showing me. And he was showing me some very blunt pictures. Men and women in these African countries, West Africa specifically, but also throughout the continent, are seeing more and more homosexuality rise in the population. And here's why. The population are being approached by people in Freemasonry and other types of societies, and they're offered money, jobs, positions, status, and even the basic daily needs that they have for life in exchange for backside sex. God says that these people, the rich, high political people, even musicians that see other younger musicians wanting to enter the music industry, movie stars who see other younger movie stars wanting to maybe look for a part on a small movie, is this sounding familiar? They entice the poor. They entice people who are just trying to, you know, when you go to college, you have a right to look for a job, because you didn't go to college to make friends. You went to college to get an education so that you can come out and be a part of the general society and contribute to the general economy and also draw from the general economy. But when there is a gatekeeper ritual set on your ability to find a job, as a woman, when a man is saying to you, well, you look great on paper. I just love this CV. I love your resume. You're just what we need. And you're sitting there and you have that familiar hope in your heart, like, I'm killing this interview. And then he puts your entire life, he puts it down. And his face has this look that says, let's get to the real thing here. Let's do the real deal. I wonder if people can imagine what a young person's heart will go through if they have to face that. And God is saying that the request is no longer for normal sex. It's for sodomy. And it's not by mistake that this is happening. If I have to make this video is going to get made the right way. This is not happening by error. Satan is defiling the population. Because as God revealed, when men and women go through this type of abnormal sex repeatedly, satanic desire and satanic hunger for it is unleashed in them. And the Lord says that the men don't want women anymore. So America, if you're wondering why the population of males going left is skyrocketing out of control, that's because if you get a boy young and you bring him into this, it is Jesus Christ's power alone that is going to restore normal desire for a female in him. There's a reason that the Bible says that they abandoned the use of the female. When you abandon something in life, does that mean you go back to it? Do we abandon things and go back to it? No. When people drive their pets out to the bush and leave them there, that's because they don't intend to keep them anymore. Abandonment means I have no further use for this. So the Bible didn't say leaving women for a little while, but planning to go back to them. It says they abandoned the female. And then it says again, they abandoned the right use of the female. This speaks of the rise of heterosexual couples continually straying into this area until both male and female prefer it to what they're rightly supposed to be doing. So there's a reason that this is rising. This type of sin is a gatekeeping ritual, but it is also a gate-breaking sin. And I've spoken about gates on this channel many times. When you break the gates, demons come in. That is a fact. Jesus said that when deliverance is done on you and the evil spirit, the pastor wrestles with the evil spirit and casts it out. He says the evil spirit will always come back to do a wellness check. Is the house full of scripture? Is this person fasting? Is he praying? Or is he still watching compromising movies? How do I get in there? Because the Bible says that evil spirits hate the dry places. And so they will come back. And so when this spirit is able to get in, it will raise up desires and hungers that are so powerful and so lustful that unless Jesus helps you, you will remain its captive. And this is whether you do it willingly or unwillingly. I think it was 2018 or 2019, the Lord said to me, and I shared it on Facebook, and a lot of people were like, oh no, oh no. The Lord says that if you as a woman indulge in this, the man who does it to you will always have a hold on you until you are delivered. Whoever that man is that breaks a female's gate, you will constantly find, oh, I was thinking about Fred. It's been so long. I don't know why. Fred is in your soul. He is in your soul separate from all the other men because he's the one that broke that gate in you. So the Lord was showing me that this ritual is used to induct people into witchcraft, that when witchcraft is being performed or when you go to get power through